All right, what's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 6:01 on a Friday, a football Friday. How about that as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast? I'm Devon Givens with you until approximately, 6:45 as we get ready to hand things off to Flyers hockey. They play the Islanders again, as Mike said. So, the series continues. Flyers, Islanders, that's at round 6:45 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So let's just get started. We know the Birds are back at it Sunday, week 3, 1-1 record. The big stories is certainly Carson Wentz back, and a lot of people still seem to have a little trepidation about the franchise quarterback coming back too soon in a lot of opinions. I still think he'll be fine. I think he'll be more than fine going out there getting his work in against the Indianapolis Colts. So right away, I want to ask you guys, how do you feel about Carson Wentz and his return against the Indianapolis Colts? Are we a little too excited? Are we looking at this and saying, he's going to come back in and just light up the league like he did last year when he got injured and looking like he was going to be the MVP? I say no. I think he's going to be fine. They're going to make sure they give him the right play calls to go out there and succeed. He's going to lean on the running game, even though it might be without both Jay Ajayi and Darren Sproles. He's going to be fine, in my opinion. They're going to make sure the running game is right. They're going to lean on the passing game. Short, quick stuff for Carson Wentz under center for the first time since the ACL injury. So right away, 610-632-0975. What are you looking at exactly in this game with Carson Wentz? Are you expecting the Carson Wentz of old, or are you expecting some concerns? You know, slow start, a little rusty, coming off of the injury. But apparently, again, he's getting a lot of good work in, a lot of good work, going out there, doing his thing in practice, doing his thing in training camp. And so many people have had so many good reports about Carson Wentz in the 11-on-11s, right? Against the first team defense. I remember on Wednesday, again, I read the tweet from Jimmy Kemski of Philly Voice saying that 2017, since covering the team, however long Jimmy's been covering the team, since 2017, when he saw Carson Wentz in training camp, that right there was the best quarterback training camp he had ever seen. And he's seen a lot of quarterbacks come through this town here. All right? Then he follows up by saying, that was the best until I saw Carson Wentz this training camp, 2018, coming off of an injury where he wasn't even 100% yet, cleared by the doctors to get out there on the field and do what Carson Wentz does that we saw last year when we thought he was going to win the MVP until he got hurt against the Los Angeles Rams. So hearing that, hearing Tim McManus on the station a lot, listening to Brian Westbrook when he's on, Trey Thomas when he's on the station, and just trying to pick the brains of them through listening to them and just trying to get a feel of what we should expect from Carson Wentz when he's back out there on Sunday against the Colts. And I feel good. Now, the only problem is the weapons. Jay Ajayi, Darren Sproles, as we talked about. Darren Sproles looked like he's out. Jay Ajayi still up in the air. The wide receivers, we talked about that. Jordan Matthews back. Nelson Agholor, the outside receiver. Shelton Gibson still there. The tight ends you have. But the concern for Carson Wentz simply is, who is he going to throw the football to? So, as we talk about Carson Wentz's return, your feeling about his return as we get closer now, a couple of days away until Eagles, Colts, Carson Wentz under center. What are you looking for from Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles? How do you want to see this offense run with Carson Wentz under center? Are you looking more dink and dunk, shorter stuff? Do you want to take the ball down the field, allow him to air it out? Do you simply want to make sure he gets those short dink and dunk type of plays so he gets the ball out quick, gets into that early rhythm, feels comfortable? This way, if he does have to move out of the pocket, maybe they roll him out, roll the pocket a little bit, let him roll with that pocket, hit somebody in stride for a quick pass, maybe a first down, big play, whatever it might be, just to get him going. What specifically are you looking for offensively, knowing that Ajayi might be out, Darren Sproles is out, the wide receiver core right now is, I don't know, What are you looking for Sunday? Eagles, Colts, Carson Wentz back, offense in question. What specifically are you looking for from the Birds on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts? 610-632-0975. And again, as I said, I'm really not that worried. I'm not. What I want to see is some of those quick slants, throw some of those wide receiver screens, those bubble screens, maybe mix in a running back screen where Corey Clement gets out there and can take it down the field with the lead blockers, of course, being the offensive lineman, picking up some key yardage. He's going to be a key player, Corey Clement, this weekend against the Indianapolis Colts. I'm looking for Josh Adams, if he is active, which he should be. Both he, Wendell Smallwood, along with Corey Clement, if both of your running backs, Ajayi and Sproles, are out, I'm looking forward to seeing Josh Adams and if he can be that big back, that short yardage back, to get those extra yards, to get those first downs, continue to push those wheels and not get tackled on the first hit. Continue to punish the linebackers, once he gets through that first hole, get to the second level and make guys pay for trying to hit him and stop him. Because he is, again, a big running back, but he has some stuff with him as well. So it's going to be, I'm curious to see Josh Adams with what he is able to give if he's active on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. I want to see the defense play a better overall game. They were not very good against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not necessarily their own fault because the offense was so fast to get off the field. Quick series. Defense, not enough rest. It's hot down there, so they have to come back on the field. All of that stuff, having to deal with that. I want to see the defense look like the defense that we saw against the Atlanta Falcons. Or as Baldy pointed out when he was on the morning show yesterday, saying, hey, the defense was okay after the DeSean Jackson touchdown for the next 20 plays. They look like the defense that we know and love here with this Philadelphia Eagles team led by Jim Schwartz. But when these big play strikes happen, it kind of makes you do different things, and you have to protect yourself from that. So I want to make sure we see that Eagles defense that helped them be that team last year that got to the postseason and then ultimately winning the Super Bowl in 2017. So what are you looking for tomorrow in Carson Wentz, specifically in his return? Also offensively, defensively, what are you trying to see from them against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday at the Link? 610-632-0975. Again, I'm Devon Givens here with you until 6:45. Flyers Islanders back here on the Fanatic. So we'll have the first run here from 6 to 6:45, and then I will be back after the game as well to talk some Birds, talk some Flyers if you want to take some post-game phone calls. And at Sixers Media Day today, you heard Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz on with the Midday guys. Great interviews by them, and it was just good stuff. Being able to be down there today, I had a chance to interview, I think, every player on the team that will be up on our social media sites, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You'll get a chance to see those videos that we were able to put together from today, speaking to everybody, minus a couple of players. I think I didn't catch Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and Mike Muscala. But Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid were taken care of here on the Midday Show, so that's okay. So I have Sixers stuff. We can get into that in the next portion of our show from after the Flyers until midnight. So 610-632-0975. If you want to talk Birds right now, get into what you want to see from Carson Wentz specifically. Also, what do you want to see from the offense and how you want the offense to be run to help Carson Wentz back here in his first game under center after the injury. Listen, maybe you don't want a lot of stuff from them where you want Carson Wentz right away to be the elite quarterback that you think he might be, where he uplifts the talent base that they have right now to maybe better than they really are. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in East Windsor with Anthony on 97.5. What's up, Ant?
Hey, how you doing, Devon?
Good, man.
Talk to me again. I'm excited about the Sixers and the Eagles. What I'm looking for with the Eagles is, like you said, that the defense get back the way it was and it should be. And I just want to see Carson get out there, warm up, get the rust off, and get back the way he knows how to play.
No, I do too. And I wonder if, again, and they just give him short stuff to get some early completions, get that rhythm going. Everybody has nerves. You heard Trey Thomas say, I don't know if you listened to our pregame show last Sunday, where Trey was talking about everybody at the beginning of the season has nerves, Ant, right? And then from there on, they're good. This is his first game back. He's going to think about it because it's natural. But once he gets settled in, maybe, Ant, you know, again, those quick passes, those quick drop, three-step drops, and he's in the shotgun already. So a quick drop, quick hit to maybe Zach Ertz, maybe Jordan Matthews, just to get the crowd back into it with the first completion because it's Carson to his guy. And there you have it. You know, the nerves kind of go away. And if they get a score, it'll make it that much easier. And so, again, I want to see that quick pass, quick strike, get it done, mix in that run game to also alleviate some of that pressure off of Carson Wentz.
Yeah, me too. I really want him to see throw to Jordan Matthews because that was his first throw when they first played together. And I feel more comfortable that they signed him now, you know, that they didn't have any weapons before. But, I mean, he's a big guy, got good hands, and he knows how to play. I think he's going to get over the mistakes in the past.
Well, listen, man, thanks for the call. I appreciate you starting it off. I think bringing in Jordan Matthews, as I said the other day, when they signed him versus some of the other players that are currently out there still wide receiver-wise, I was fine with it because, as Mike has been saying, the desperation is there for you to do something, and they needed to go out there and get someone. So if he's good enough with what they saw in their workout for Jordan Matthews when he came into town, the familiarity is already there. The chemistry with Carson Wentz is already there. You know they're close, even with their personal relationship. Why not? Now, I get the fact, as we talked about, Nelson Agholor is going to have to move around a little bit, step on the outside, and be the outside receiver for you. But what other options do you even have? What other options do you have? Shelton Gibson and DeAndre Carter have given you nothing in the first two games on the outside. DeAndre Carter, cut, brought back for the practice squad. Shelton Gibson showed a lot in preseason where we weren't only looking at him as a special teams player, but a contributor also in the offense at the wide receiver position, and thus far, nothing. So even if Jordan Matthews is brought in to be a slot guy, so what? They needed something that can do something out there at that wide receiver position. You spread the ball around to Ertz, Agholor, then you go towards Matthews, hopefully Goddard. They've implemented Perkins in some ways. Find a way to get the ball into Shelton Gibson's hands, as we talked about. Maybe get some of those bubble screens, those wide receiver screens where he can go down the field and get some yards after the catch because his lead blocking, his speed, he's shifty enough to maybe make people miss. If they can do that, just, again, you want to get those chunk plays where you get those 20-plus yard plays. Sal Powell was talking about it last week when he got the text from Doug Peterson saying Atlanta had way too many 20-plus yard plays in their opener and here against the Philadelphia defense. While the Philadelphia Eagles only had like one. And we saw it again with Tampa Bay where they had way more of those chunk plays that hurt the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles have to do that too against the opposing defense to allow them to get something going, get that rhythm going, and be successful on Sunday against the Colts. 610-632-0975. Greg in Newtown joins us next on The Fanatic. Hey, Greg.
What's up, Devon? Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. Listen, you know, for me, I think that the offensive line's probably been the biggest disappointment so far. I mean, if you string together preseason and then the first two games, like, they've really not played well. And, you know, so I need to see more protection for Carson for obvious reasons, but also I think it'll help him get into rhythm. Offensively, I think they got to go for, like, I think you mentioned it a second ago, just quick slants, get into rhythm, where it's bang, 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 you know what I mean? And then once they get into rhythm, the offensive line's maybe doing a little better, start hitting bombs and get that defense spread out, you know? Because You know, our running game hasn't looked great either. Like, not terrible, but not like the dominant running game that we used to have.
They really haven't, Greg, had the opportunity, because once the passing game is non-existent, only to two players that are not getting a ton of yards, in Ertz and Aguilar, they're going to stack the box and make sure that the running game doesn't beat them.
Yep. And I totally agree with that. So that's why I like to see Carson get into rhythm, keep the game plan simple. Let him just hit a couple guys, you know, here and there, spread the ball around, and then when they least expect it, just bomb it. And then, you know, if they make a connection or it's pass interference, all those things, you know, kind of work to kind of get everybody, you know, gelled up. And quite frankly, I don't know why they haven't really used Goddard, you know, more in two tight end sets. I feel like the kids really got something. And early in the season is when you can afford to take chances, you know what I mean? Like, and, you know, and give them some experience. So late in the season, you know, when you need more red zone threats, you know, he's got a little bit more games under him. I absolutely love that kid, and I just want to see him succeed here. So I'd like to see, you know, game plan that's involved him too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. He has to hang on to the ball, Greg, too, when it gets there. Squeeze that football, thanks so much, and not allow the ball to get in the air in the middle of the field where there are opportunities for the defense to just snatch it out for an interception and a possible return. Hey, Carson Wentz, again, those quick slants, those quick hitters for the receivers, that should hopefully get him going, give him an opportunity to be successful on Sunday against the Colts. I just don't see that Colts defense being able to stop the Philadelphia Eagles, even not at full strength. I just don't. I mean, they had a nice game against the, what, Washington? Wizards, thinking Sixers again, because we're down there today. Oh, against the Washington Redskins.
You ready for the season, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, they play next Friday. How about that?
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, so I just don't see that Indianapolis Colts defense being able to, even at this stage with a quarterback coming off of an injury, not many weapons on the offensive side. If they game plan things the right way, and we know Frank Reich knows the offense as well as anybody because he just left here and he was a big part of what they did a season ago and winning that title, they should be able to take advantage of this Colts defense. Really should. Really. 610-632-0975. What are you looking for from Carson Wentz and the Eagles offense on Sunday against the Colts? How can Doug Peterson and that offensive coaching staff make life easier for Carson Wentz in his return? 610-632-0975. Megan is in Allentown joining us right now on the Fanatic. Megan.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
I am so excited. I don't have any nerves about this game. I think Carson's going to look good. It's the perfect game for him to come back in. I think he's going to get them slants going. I think the defense has too much pride to not come in. I think Andrew Luck's going to be on his back a lot.
And you know what, Megan, you bring up a good point, because the defense, the front four, the rotation that they have, as we know, is fantastic. But they didn't do anything last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A lot of it was straight, simple game plan. We mentioned it last week. Why not against the Eagles? Do all teams, why don't they just simply implement what the New York Giants try to do with the quick strikes, the quick hitters that we want to see from Carson Wentz this Sunday? Why don't they do that? That's what Ryan Fitzpatrick did. He had quick stuff down the field. The offensive line held up long enough for the defensive line to be non-existent, and he was able to complete the football down the field and have a big day like he did with the four touchdowns over 400 yards. You have to think they want to come back in there and redeem themselves from a not-so-good game last week against Tampa.
There's too many veterans on the team that are not going to allow that to happen again. Fletcher Cox, Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long, there's too much pride. They're going to come out. He's going to be on his back.
Well, I hope so. And there was a lot of pride last week, I'm sure. But that pride didn't help them out at all, Megan. What kind of day, again, are you looking for from Carson Wentz?
I think he's going to have a big game. That stadium's going to be electric. I think Zach Ertz is going to have a big game. I think Shelton Gibson is finally going to start catching stuff. He's going to get the ball. I think he's going to get a lot of guys involved that weren't involved with Foles.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for the call. I hope that we do see not just Aguilar and Jordan Matthews, Zach Ertz out there catching the football, but we do want to see Goddard or Gibson contributing in some way. Kamar Aiken is going to be out there, but Kamar Aiken is Jason Avant-like, where he's going to get you the shorter passes right now for the Eagles. And that's what you're going to have. I just don't see down the field stuff from Kamar Aiken. He's a possession receiver at this stage of his career right now for the Birds. And how much are you really going to get from him? I think he had 5 catches, but nothing significant really at all for the Birds on this past Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you want to see something from those speedy guys able to get the ball down the field yards after the catch. Have to get yards after the catch. If it's not going to be anything deep down the field on those go routes, those skinny posts, and things of that nature, when you do complete the ball on those short passes, you have to be able to turn up the field and get those yards after the catch. It's a must. It's a must to be able to do that on Sunday against this Indianapolis Colts defense, which is not great. And on the defensive side, the Eagles, again, are fantastic stopping the run in the first 2 games, but giving up big yards to 400-yard variety to last week, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's hot as ever. And then against the Atlanta Falcons, they stopped the run again. But, you know, Matt Ryan was able to complete the football and just pick up some yards. They got to be able to stop these big plays. They have to stop these big plays. DeSean Jackson, we know what happened. Malcolm Jenkins bit on the play. They came off with a corner blitz, Ronald Darby on the one side, leaving Jalen Mills after Malcolm Jenkins decided to bite on that, make sure he take away that short hit for DeSean Jackson. He just turned it up the field. Throw it in the spot, allow him to run underneath it, and you see what happens. You can't do that with T.Y. Hilton either. And he's also more than capable of catching short stuff and making it and turning it into a big gain for the Colts. So the defense, again, as she just pointed out, Megan, the pride that we're talking about with the Eagles defense, knowing that they're good, having those veterans who are some prideful people out there, they have to go out there and take this challenge on to make sure they go out there and stop Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton and whatever else Eric Ebron they have on that offense and not allow them to come into the link, which they basically don't lose, and beat this football team and Carson Wentz's return. 610-632-0975. A little bit more for the Eagles on the other side. I want to see some stuff as we already got the phone call about the offensive line. Get into that a bit as the offense needs to really step it up in Carson Wentz's return this Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. What do you want to see from Wentz? How do you want to see the offense run this weekend and the defense stepping up against the Colts? 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens. Quick break. We come right back right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Carson Wentz is back. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to celebrate at the Fanatic pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino. Join the Fanatics, Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Eitan Chander starting at 10 a.m. The first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive before kickoff win a Fanatic prize pack, plus the chance to win tickets to the next home game. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party. See the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Lots of free parking.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. Yeah! Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom! We're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV discount lease only. Trade gaps value credit approval expires 9/30/18.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagle safety number 23, Roddy McLeod. And I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5, The Fanatic, to raise money for cancer research. For every interception, forced fumble, sack, or tackle for a loss I make, I'll donate $1,000 to the American Association for Cancer Research, the largest organization in the world devoted to finding cures for all cancers. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the AACR in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
Official contest rules located on AACRFoundation.org. Participants must be 18 and older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
Oddshark.net is your source for the latest odds from leading authorities, expert editorial content, and detailed matchup picks straight from their supercomputer. Looking for statistics and trends for an upcoming game? Oddshark has that too, and it's free. Oddshark experts provide in-depth analysis, packed with information and insights that will help you make the sharp picks every day. Before the game, head to Oddshark.net and start playing like a sharp today.
You finally found the woman of your dreams and you're ready to pop the question. You want to find the perfect ring and the first place you go is the mall? What? I'll let you in on a little secret. Family & Company Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey has the biggest selection of diamonds and settings in the area at the best prices. Family & Company will walk you through every step of the process with no pressure and make sure you walk out with a ring that she will love. Visit familyjewelers.com for more info. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's largest diamond destination.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents Need to Know Information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I spell Wednesday, I have to say Wednesday in my head or I will spell it wrong every single time.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I tip someone at the food truck, I wait for them to watch me before I put in the money.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Well, last night I finished off a family-sized serving of chips. Hey, I'm a family of one.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
Royal Billiard and Recreation, your ultimate game room store for over 30 years, offering a large selection of top quality products, styles, and trends. Online at royalbilliard.com.
Guys, let's be real. When you look good, you feel good. At the JCPenney wardrobe sale, you can get 50% off select men's suits, separate sport coats, dress pants, and accessories. Plus, select dress shirts, buy one, get one free. Raise your game with Collection by Michael Strahan. All the right looks to take your style to the next level. Also, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon, or extra 15% off with any other method of payment. Hurry in. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Pricing and coupon valid 9/13 and 9/23. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for coupon details.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Bird's Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Bird's Mania melt into Monday and book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Sports talk for Swarthmore and all of Delco. 97.5. The Fanatic.
6:31, 97.5. The Fanatic. Devon Givens again with you until 6:45. Flyers, Islanders. Back at it again. Preseason action right here on The Fanatic. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. South Jersey's diamond destination. And also, don't forget, join Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, and myself this Sunday starting at 10 from the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. The first 97.5, the first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive before kickoff win a Fanatic prize pack plus the chance to win tickets to the next home game versus Minnesota. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. That's supported by Philly. Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. Again, Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, myself, Jason Martinez, part of the pregame show on Sunday, 10 o'clock start for the pregame show against that Indianapolis team. 610-632-0975. The other thing, as we talk about what we want to see from the Birds and Carson Wentz, since he's back for the first time since the injury when we last saw him in December in Los Angeles, I want to see the offensive line, as our previous callers pointed out, because Jason Peters, with the fact that he has to be in and out of the game, he couldn't get any kind of rhythm. If this is a continuing thing, and I've been a big, big Jason Peters backer this entire time, even when he's getting hurt and the false starts and all, and Trey Thomas said, listen, the false starts is not a big problem because you'd rather be early than late. This way the quarterback doesn't get hit. But him going in and out of the game is just not good. Vitae has not shown that he can really hold things up, although he did play better in the game once he replaced Jason Peters last Sunday. I need to see Jason Peters consistently staying in there. And if he's not right, I guess at this point you don't want him on the field because you don't want to put Carson Wentz in harm's way. So if it's going to be Vitae, it's going to be Vitae. It appears that they're not going to go with Seumalo at all at that spot. So it's going to be Vitae. He has to be better. If Jason Peters is out there consistently, he just has to be out there consistently. We need to see it. We need to see it from him consistently where we can trust that he's going to be out there to block for Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, I want to see him moving his feet and his legs and getting the ball out quick. If he's able to roll out, do it. But get down. Do not take any unnecessary hits. Do not. Do not. 610-632-0975. Mike and King of Prussia is next on The Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Devon?
How you doing?
Good. So I agree with you. This whole Jason Peters thing is really frustrating. I mean, and it dates back all the way to the Chip Kelly time when he was here. Jason was constantly pulling himself out of games and during that time frame, and now he's doing it again, and it's upsetting the balance of the offensive line. I know people love him, and he's a future Hall of Famer, but I really think his time, his best years are long gone. I don't even know if he's serviceable anymore.
Yes, I've been backing him because even when he was out there and he would make those false starts and holding from time to time, you know, all right, it's age. He's not as quick as he used to be, but he's still really, really good. Now it's just the injuries are keeping him off the field.
Yeah, and also, I kind of want to, aside from Jason Peters, I want to see Carson. So this is going to sound like I'm not a Carson fan, but I am a Carson fan. But we keep hearing about how weak we are at wide receiver right now. Well, Tom Brady's always been weak at wide receiver, and he makes these bums look like superstars. I kind of want to see Carson Wentz make, like, what we have look useful.
No,
and
I
look
hear
good.
You. Yeah, that's why I said it earlier, Mike. The fact that can he elevate these guys into something? They don't need to be stars. They just need to be serviceable for him to do what he needs to do. Now, they have to run a route. They have to get to their spot, but he has to throw them open from time to time. And can he do it? That's what we're going to find out. Now, is that too much to expect, Mike, from game number one after missing all this time? That's the question.
I don't think so. And if for a guy that people are saying is going to cost us, like, have the highest contract of any quarterback maybe this offseason, and he's going to cut into, like, our salary cap so huge, he better do it, because I want to see that.
Maybe not in game one. That's all I'm saying. Maybe you hope so, but, again, expectations, they sound like, Mike, thanks for the call, just you have them extremely high. 610-632-0975. Final break before we get to Flyers and Islanders. We're talking Birds. Colts, what do you want to see from Wentz in the offense? Oh, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. NFL Week 3, and Carson Wentz and the Birds are back home at the Link. And despite the loss in Tampa, the Eagles are heavy favorites at home with the Colts. Start your football Sunday at 10 a.m. with Trey, Devon, and Eitan live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torney, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. Carson's back, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hey, Philly sports fans, Jack Ritchie from JRPicks.com. Guys, huge, razor-sharp information on this week's big matchup in pro football between Indianapolis and Philadelphia. Get this point spread early release right now, absolutely free on a tape-recorded message. 1-800-499-3733. That's 1-800-499-3733. Vegas opened up this line, Philly -6 at home. Guys, my information could not be stronger. I'm going to tell you right now, you got to make this call. Get the winner. It's absolutely free. Our gift to you from JRPicks.com. Cash in big with this one, 1-800-499-3733. That's 1-800-499-3733. It's on a tape-recorded message. No credit card needed. Get this winner right now. JRPicks.com is on fire. Documented number one in the country by the Las Vegas Sports Monitor and every station that we air our show, and you get free winners. Guys, take advantage of Sunday's huge, razor-sharp information on this game between Indianapolis and Philadelphia. 1-800-499-3. 1-800-499-3733. Also, get on over to JRPicks.com, where right now you can take advantage of more than 90% off both college and pro football. Get it all, JRPicks.com. That's JRPicks.com. But to cash in on this Sunday's matchup between Indianapolis and Philadelphia, guys, you got to be on the right side. Call this number and get it free on a tape-recorded message. 1-800-499-3733. That's 800-499-FREE.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But if the cost of sending your kids back to school is causing you to put off your project just a little longer, my friends at Guided Door and Window might have a solution to your problem. In addition to receiving 20% off on windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start your project today with no money down and take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors. You'll get an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings. And you get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. But you must act now. This offer for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Buying a car is a major purchase, new or used. And Ardent Credit Union thought, who better to help you buy a car than people who used to sell them? So, we hired auto professionals to find the car you want and negotiate a deal you could not get on your own. Savings average over $3,000. And it's free to all of our account holders. There's no reason to go it alone. Learn more at ardentcarbuying.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Grit. It's not just a word. It's a way to live. At Ardent Credit Union, we believe that having the perseverance and passion to never quit in the face of adversity says a lot about a person. This fall, Ardent Credit Union wants to reward local high school athletes with grit. Does your son or daughter have an unwavering work ethic on and off the field? Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/grit to nominate your student athlete with grit. And your kid could win a $100 gift card courtesy of Ardent Credit Union.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod. And I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. For every interception, forced fumble, sack, or tackle for a loss I make, I'll donate $1,000 to the American Association for Cancer Research, the largest organization in the world devoted to finding cures for all cancers. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the AACR in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
Official contest rules located on AACRFoundation.org. Participants must be 18 and older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
If you missed any of our shows this week, go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcasts. Listen anytime, anywhere, on your schedule. Brought to you by William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in Jersey. Bet now on the app or at williamhill.com. The world bets with William Hill. Fear of missing out? Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, The Fanatic.
642, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you for about another 5 minutes before we hand things off to Tim Saunders, Steve Coates for the Philadelphia Flyers, taking on the New York Islanders yet again in the preseason. Once again, don't forget Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, myself this Sunday, starting at 10 for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. All right, so make sure you guys come out there for that. Football Friday, Fanatic Football Friday, is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember, Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. Just simply asking you guys what you wanted to see from Carson Wentz and the Eagles offense this Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. Curious to see how things go with Carson Wentz and trying to simply get the ball out, get him to a rhythm. And it's not just him. The offense has failed to get into any kind of rhythm thus far in the first two games against the Falcons and the Buccaneers, and that's what you need to get it going. The wide receivers, of course, depleted with no Alshon Jeffrey. Now Mike Wallace out. Torrey Smith is in Carolina, and I'm sure a lot of people, I've heard somebody earlier this week talking about, I would prefer to have Torrey Smith back. At least he can present a deep threat. Well, yeah, he can present a deep threat, but he dropped the football a lot, and I don't think they've allow Mike Wallace to get down the field yet to even do that in his first two games. He didn't do anything in the preseason either, but that's what they were trying to do with this rhythm thing. Get that timing going, get that rhythm, get that chemistry, and it just hasn't happened yet. Only to the guys in the middle of the field, Zach Ertz and Nelson Agholor. Two players who have had big games thus far for the Eagles in terms of catches, but no yards and no scores. You need to get into the end zone, especially when you're in the red zone. You have to find a way to get it in there. Now, Jay Ajayi's got into the end zone. Corey Clement with a nice run last week getting into the end zone. They have to find a way, and now you have your big guy, and Carson Wentz coming back, the franchise quarterback, and simply asking you guys, what do you want to see from him going into this game, and how do you feel like the offense, how can the offensive play calling help Carson Wentz specifically against the Indianapolis Colts? And once again, Frank Reich is very familiar with Carson Wentz. We all know it. So they're going to have to try to devise some different things, not throw out the normal stuff that they do, just to make sure that they throw the Indianapolis Colts off a little bit.
Just a little bit. Dallas Cowboys former coach. He's on the side. Other side is the defensive coordinator. So, again, more familiarity for the Philadelphia Eagles while they get ready to take on the Indianapolis Colts. So what do? Quick strikes, quick stuff to get things going for Carson Wentz. Hit that run game a little bit. I don't know. You never know from game to game when Wendell Smallwood is active what you're actually going to get from him. You never know. So maybe you'll get some good stuff against the Indianapolis Colts. Maybe you will not. But a lot of it will be relying heavily on Corey Clement. He got some catches against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but unfortunately he was not able to do a lot of things with the yards after the catch, trying to get some big plays for the Birds, because it just seemed like they were able to sniff those things out. Screen play, a quick swing play for him, and not a lot of yards after the catch for him for Corey Clement against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So they have to find a way again to use him both in the air on the ground. And I think you guys know, during the show with Brian Westbrook the past couple of years, he likes Corey Clement a lot when I hear him talking on Mike Missanelli's show. And I agree with him all the way back to the opening game against the Atlanta Falcons, where Doug Peterson decided to try to trick the Atlanta Falcons and go Darren Sproles to give them the option of pass and obviously the option of run and try to throw the Falcons off. I wanted to see Corey Clement. So I think if you can feed him and feed him steadily and block for him the passing game work, you can get something going for Corey Clement on the ground and through the air. Just a little bit. Just something. Thanks so much to everybody joining in. Benny Odita producing the show. Great job as always. Short one, I know, but hey, we got to get used to these again. Flyers are back. Sixers are almost back. They're getting started. They have practice starting tomorrow, media day today. They have a game next Friday. So we'll talk about what we heard, the sounds, and some of the sights. I know it was only my sights. And some of the sights from Sixers media day today. I had an opportunity to speak to everybody basically down there at the practice facility today for media day. So we'll talk some Birds. We'll talk some Sixers after Flyers, Islanders here on the Fanatic. And we'll take some of those post-game calls too for the Flyers if they get another win against these Islanders. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you after the game. Make sure you stick around. Flyers, Islanders coming up next right here on the Fanatic.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join Sal Palantonio as he broadcasts live from Ott's in Medford this Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m., presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine. Get there early to enjoy the Ott's Happy Hour menu offered every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. $2 off wines by the glass. Half-price appetizer specials, including wings, jalapeno poppers, mussels and steamers, and much, much more. Sal Palantonio live from Ott's Medford this Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Visit OttsRestaurants.com or call 609-654-2700.
When it rains, it pours. And it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month. 50% off and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit RoofingNation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION, or RoofingNation.com.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
If you win the Mega Millions jackpot, you could do anything, like buy a new luxury car for everyone in your family. With $275 million up for grabs, anything can happen in Jersey.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. Benari Jewelers' quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
When it rains, it pours. And it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month, 50% off and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit RoofingNation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION, or roofingnation.com.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Well, there you have it. Flyers, Islanders. This time, the Islanders get the best of the Philadelphia Flyers in preseason action. What's going on, y'all? Devon Givens back at it, hanging out with you until midnight tonight again, following Flyers preseason hockey and this Islanders series that just continues to go. How many games do they have against the Islanders going forward? I mean, I can ask Tyler. He just did the game. He's been doing all these Flyers games. They probably have five more games against the Islanders before the season gets started. This is a good tune-up overall for the guys. Again, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Flyers fall 3-2. If you're leaving the center and you want to just give your input on the Flyers hockey game at the Islanders, I would guess nice night, Friday night, heading into the weekend. Might get a nice little crowd down there. You just heard Tim Saunders and Coatsy live from the center. Brian Smith on the pre- and post-game coverage and the intermission, of course. So that'll be here soon. We know it. Soon, the Flyers get underway regular season-wise. They will get underway very, very soon. So nice tune-up as they continue to keep rolling here. Next up, they have the Boston Bruins on Monday. Thursday, they have the Rangers, and then they close out the preseason schedule at Boston before they take the ice for their regular season schedule. That, of course, on October the 4th. In Vegas. They start off the season in Vegas. No, this is preseason schedule for 2019. Why does it say 2019? But whatever. Whatever. Yeah, whatever. They start off the season in Vegas. I don't know why they have it like this. Just put 18 schedule. We know it's the 18-19 season. Just put 18 as a schedule. What are they doing? But anyway, before we got to the Flyers game, talking a lot of Eagles in the game against the Colts on Sunday here at the link. Carson Wentz makes his return to the lineup after missing all the time, of course, with the ACL, not able to participate in the playoffs or the Super Bowl. And motivation-wise, you have to believe, you know he is. You know he's motivated to go out there and do what he needs to do. And it starts on Sunday. It's good to have him back. A lot of people, again, were a little up in the air about having him back so early since it's not a full year since the injury. I will repeat myself and point out that I'm perfectly fine with it. I think he's going to be fine. Looking forward to seeing him out there getting things going for the Philadelphia Eagles. Nick Foles did a great job, as we know. But just to continue what we talked about in the 6 o'clock hour, what are you looking for from him offensively? And specifically, what are you looking for from the head coach in Doug Peterson, who calls the plays on the offensive side? The coaching staff overall, what are you looking for from them to help out Carson Wentz in game number one coming back? We spoke about it earlier where I want to see a lot of quick things for Carson Wentz to allow him to get his rhythm going, to get some comfortability overall with his weapons, whatever weapons they are, some weapons out there, comfortability. That's what I want to see from him. And in order to do that, you have to, in my opinion, get some quick hits, some quick strikes for your third-year quarterback and hopefully get him back to his elite status, elite level. So when the season gets underway, or it really starts to keep going and keep going, and he's got his feet underneath him, that he rounds back into form of being that star quarterback that we saw before he got hurt. So if you have a chance, again, calling in, listening on this Football Friday night, you call in and talk about Carson Wentz and the Eagles against the Colts. What exactly are you looking for offensively
for your Philadelphia Eagles to do to help support Carson Wentz in game number one? 610-632-0975. Also, I mentioned before we got to the Flyers game that Sixers Media Day was today. A big-time turnout for the media. I did not have a chance to go upstairs and sit in the media section where they had the chairs for everyone and the table set up for each player to continue to come in. I was able to sit downstairs where the midday show was broadcasting on the court, had a setup where we had our own section where I can interview the players as they funnel through each station, whether it be NBA TV, ESPN, NBC Sports Philadelphia, wherever it was, they were able to funnel around the entire gym, taking their photos, USA Today, NBA.com, all of that stuff, right? So, again, it was just pretty cool to have a chance to sit there and talk to everyone on the team, minus Embiid, Simmons, and Mike Muscala. I don't know how I missed Mike. He was the first one to come over, take a picture. Cool guy, but I didn't have an opportunity to sit down and speak with him. I'm sure you guys know, as I'm down there quite a bit, I'll speak with him at some point. We'll have a nice game. We'll have a chance to talk, whatever it is. But a lot of stuff that came out of Media Day, and one of the things that really stood out, not just from what I had a chance to do by speaking with Markelle Fultz. I only had Markelle Fultz for like 2.5 minutes because he was rolling and the staff was kind enough to, he and the staff were kind enough to allow him to come over, have a seat with me and talk for a couple of minutes. And you can just see the confidence oozing out of Markelle Fultz. He seems, and I saw Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com, he a part of Sixers Digital, of course, and my partner for Sixers and 60 during the regular season. He pointed it out on social media as well. He just seems super confident, at peace with himself, and just happy to be in the atmosphere, be out there on the floor, be back with his teammates. Not saying that he wasn't in the offseason, because we've seen plenty of posts on his Instagram and Drew Hanlon posting things, hearing in interviews from different people, J.J. Redick on a podcast saying that Markelle Fultz seemed fine. Brett Brown updating us. Markelle Fultz just seems in a good place. And that's where he is right now. That's where he seems to be. That's one thing that really stood out from Media Day, speaking to Markelle Fultz today and some of the other members of the team. So we'll get into some of that. Benny, are we breaking now? We'll get into some of that and on the other side and take your phone calls on Eagles and Carson Wentz and what you want the game plan to be, not just for the team overall, but specifically because he's in there, Carson Wentz, for the first time. What game plan do you feel like Doug Peterson needs to employ to help Carson Wentz ease his way back in? Or are you saying forget about easing him back in, just simply throw him out there and allow him to be Carson Wentz? 610-632-0975. Plus, any questions that you may have had, from Sixers Media Day, what you want to know, anything that I was able to hear, anything that you've read today on social media or any stories, and you just want to get some clarification, some conversation about the Sixers as they get ready for training camp. Tomorrow starts, really, tomorrow. How about that? They have a game next Friday, and the open practice at the Palestra is Tuesday night. I know a lot of you people have tickets to that. I hope you were able to get tickets to that because that was a hot item. So we got a lot to talk about in this time going until midnight. 610-632-0975. Benny Odita is, of course, producing the show. I'm Devon Givens. 10 o'clock hour on the other side right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
These days, it's hard to get anyone to look up from their phone. From texting to posting to playing games, it's become our national obsession. Me? I still can't get enough of those angry birds. But when it comes to buying an engagement ring, that smartphone of yours is more like a dumb phone. Because a device is no substitute for advice. And nobody gives better engagement ring advice than Benari Jewelers. We're diamond experts, real live human beings who are trained to listen first, ask questions, and guide you to the perfect ring. There's no app for that, my friends. The Benari Jewelers quality is unsurpassed, with an amazing selection in every price range. And unlike the internet, we let you see and touch the rings before you buy them. So use that smartphone of yours to map directions to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square. Or if you're not quite ready to talk, visit BenariJewelers.com.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our new sports books. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Join Sal Palantonio as he broadcasts live from Ott's in Medford this Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. presented by 19 Crimes and Matua Wine. Get there early to enjoy the Ott's Happy Hour menu offered every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. $2 off wines by the glass. Half-price appetizer specials including wings, jalapeno poppers, mussels and steamers, and much, much more. Sal Palantonio live from Ott's Medford this Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Visit OttsRestaurants.com or call 609-654-2700.
When it rains, it pours. And it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month, 50% off, and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit RoofingNation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION, or RoofingNation.com.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with LightStream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with LightStream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to LightStream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
If you win the Mega Millions jackpot, you could do anything, like buy a new luxury car for everyone in your family. With $275 million up for grabs, anything can happen in Jersey.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic.
Champions, man.
We're on champions.
We're on champions. Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A beat. Philadelphia's football station.
101975, the Fanatic broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast and Devon Gibbons. With you until midnight on this Football Friday. The Fanatic Football Friday is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. And also, my daughter was in here, my wife. They came by to help me out with something that I had a little issue with. So they came by, ran in here to help me out, right? And Benny was like, yeah, that's what partners, that's what they do, right? So, let me tell you, she read my copy for the Fanatic pregame show, and it was pretty funny. Ben, you didn't get a chance to hear it, so I'll just read it for her, and just in case they're still in the car listening. You can join Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, and me this Sunday starting at 10 a.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live from Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. The first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive before kickoff win a Fanatic prize pack, plus the chance to win tickets to the next home game versus Minnesota. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. So, again, Eitan Shander with it this weekend. He's also part of the watch party afterwards. Andrew Salchunas was also there last week. So, it's a good time, guys. Come on out, hang out. They are home. But, you know, you might want to just come hang out with us. And they got the cool thing, Ben, where they allow anybody sitting in the crowd, we have a live mic going around, so you can ask us questions, anybody on the panel, probably Trey Thomas, because he's the former athlete, to ask a question and have it answered, just like we do here on the air, except for you're right in Trey Thomas's face and he can answer your question. So that's a pretty good thing, that new wrinkle that we have going on for the pregame show.
It is pretty cool. Now I was going to ask you, now do I qualify for this prize pack as
you
well?
You do not qualify for the prize pack. But you can get the dollar hot dog, though.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that. I'll take advantage of that when I'm there.
So, yeah, I mean, not bad.
Yeah, you know what
I mean?
It's not bad at all.
You got to eat.
You got to eat. You have to eat. No question about it. 610-632-0975. Again, Eagles talk. Mixing in with some Sixers as well, because media day was today. It's always fun. And then you get the guys on the station, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz on with the middays. Elton Brand, new general manager of the 76ers. I'm thrilled about that, too. I think he's going to do a very good job. I think people are underestimating him because of the lack of experience in the NBA as an executive. He has been the executive, of course, in the G League for the Delaware Blue Coast, the Delaware 87ers formerly. And I think he's going to do a nice job. And you heard him with Mike today. And if you did not, you can check it out on the podcast form. If you missed any of the podcasts this week, just go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcast. Listen anytime, anywhere on your schedule. And you can check out any of the earlier interviews. And maybe we'll try to sneak one in here tonight as well for the audience who may not have been able to hear it a little earlier. You can check that out in just a bit. And just a bit from the guys at the gym today. Also, let's just get this started again. Eagles conversation with the Birds and Carson Wentz. What are you looking for from the offensive coaching staff to help him out with the game plan? What are you looking for to make things easier for Carson Wentz offensively against the Indianapolis Colts? They don't have the greatest defense. They do have a defense, but it's not the greatest. And the Eagles play very well at home. So I also incorporate that with the fact that he's home and being able to be in front of his home crowd and just being at ease, stepping back into it, under center, well, in shotgun form, but stepping back into it at home. He's going to be nervous, but once he gets something early, sees the ball being caught by his receiver, whoever it is, running back, tight end, wide receiver, it's just going to make him that much more comfortable. So when you guys think about it, what exactly do you want Doug Peterson and the offensive coaching staff to do to make things easy for Carson Wentz in his return? 610-632-0975. Sixers wise, here's what I got from today. I spoke to, again, everyone except for Joel Embiid, Markelle Fultz, and Mike Muscala. You'll be able to see the videos on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, I believe, once Natalie
and Sam put everything together, Sam Wilson. So here's what I got. Again, Markelle Fultz, he seems at peace, happy, ultra confident right now. Just oozing with confidence. I saw Brian Seltzer say the same thing. He's oozing with confidence. What does that mean for him? Who knows? What does that mean for the team overall? We have no idea yet, but we will get an opportunity to take a look. We'll get some reports tomorrow from the start of camp. We'll get some reports once people, you guys, lay eyes on him on Tuesday during the open scrimmage. You've already seen the video that has surfaced from the Players Tribune video with he and Isaiah Thomas talking about how they both have been through a struggling year a season ago, what they're doing to put that behind them, coming back into the season and getting things underway. So again, he seems confident. And from what I understand, just to say to people right now, from what I understand, what you saw in that video is not it. I'm just going to say that. What you saw in that video is not what you think it is with Markelle Fultz. Okay? I will not be at the practice on Tuesday because I will be on the air following Sal Pal's show, Sal Pal Football Hour. So 7 to 9 is the open practice. I'll be on the air from 7 to 10, 9 to 10 with Joe Torti. But from what I understand, what you saw in that Players Tribune video was good. But apparently it's better than that. And I'll just leave it there. You will find out for yourself. Either tomorrow when we're at practice and we're able to maybe share a video or two if he's out there, or at that open practice when all of you, the listeners and Sixer fans, can lay eyes on him, lay eyes on him yourself. And also, from what I understand, it will be televised. Okay, so if you're not able to make it, I hope you can make it. But if it's not, I think it is going to be televised. We'll see. That said, that's Markelle Fultz. One of my other, I had a few guys that were my favorite to talk to. Jonah Bolden can talk. Good talker, very confident, understands his role, understands too that he has to do a certain thing to blend in with his team, and he's willing to do it. He also understands that playing with Ben and Joel will be the style of play that Brett Brown incorporates. He's a big fan of, which is why Brian Colangelo drafted him in the first place, that pace and space, a stretch four type, can also not only shoot but play defense, and he prides himself on that. He also spoke about the relationship that he and Ben have from their childhood in Australia because their fathers played together for years in Australia in the professional ranks, and those two guys are very close, right? Who else? Landry Shamet. Very, very good talk from him. J.J. Redick. He is very confident, and I love his approach. And I said it last year, outside of the big guys in Embiid and Simmons, J.J. Redick was my favorite player a season ago to watch because of the way he approaches things, the movement. I watch him pregame, before games, his workout routine, his stretching and all that stuff. You know, you guys know I'm just a nerd about this stuff, just like most of you are. And I get to sit there and watch him go through all these things and watch some of the other players do the exact same thing. And he, the conversation that we had, and I was told, I was like, yo, you guys got to, I was holding up the rotation of the players funneling from station to station because we were having such good conversation, it just kept going long. But J.J. Redick was very good. Feels like they have a really good chance to not only be better than they were a year ago, but just simply be very, very good and coming in and knowing what their expectations are and building off of what they did a season ago. He and I spoke about missing that three-pointer in the Boston game in game number 5 when he was wide open. Said he thought about it for like the first 2 weeks, and then he just had to let it go.
All right.
Yes, he just had to let it go. So that was good talk. And a bunch of other ones. Shake Milton was good to speak with. Zaire Smith is quiet, but, you know, he's willing to learn and confident. And Amir Johnson is always a blast. TJ McConnell, Robert Covington. I know a lot of people get on Robert Covington and they know he and I have a relationship, even though I destroy him on the air when I need to, but also tell him to his face. So that's why, you know, you guys are going to have to watch the video to see exactly what we talked about today at Media Day. So any questions you have from Sixers Media Day that you might just want to throw out there and I'll be able to answer it. And also, again, Eagles, Carson Wentz conversation. What are you looking for from the offensive staff to do to help ease Carson Wentz back into the flow of being out there on the NFL field. 610-632-0975. Let's start off in Camden with Vince on 97.5. What's up, Vince?
Look at your boy setting it off. What's up, Dave?
What's up, man?
How you doing, bro?
I'm good.
Good stuff, good man. Tyrone, this stuff got me so excited, bro. I just listened to the Markelle Fultz interview, and I gotta tell you, I love what I'm hearing from the kid, man. It seems like a lot of maturity in him. I think it was one of my biggest things with him. It's he's just a kid, you know what I mean? He's barely 20 years old, so hearing the maturity in his voice, man, that gave me the biggest boost. More than anything.
And Vince, Vince, when I sat down with him, you can just look at it, look him in his eyes and look at his body language and you can see the same thing.
Yeah. And I think we're kind of undervaluing a little bit like what his impact could be. He's a whole other player that's going to be out there. So that's great. But I want to get to the Eagles stuff here.
Yes.
Speaking of undervaluing, I think we're undervaluing a couple things here. I think we're undervaluing the Jordan Matthews factor. The chemistry between these two is everything. And the fact, I was watching clips, so I used to love that celebration, the back to business thing.
Yeah, and shaking the hands, yeah.
I love that celebration. But I think we're undervaluing the impact that could have on this game. I mean, those two, the chemistry they have it was as good as could seen Carson have with anybody, maybe with the exception of Zach Ertz last year. But I think that's going to kick right back into place. And the other thing, I want to get your opinion on this. Nelson Agholor, he wasn't, when Nelson got moved into the slot, the only reason he got moved, like he went through what he went through, was because of his hands. His route running, separation, all that stuff, he was constantly getting praised for. I remember games that the announcers would break down what Nelson Agholor was doing, or they would point out what he was doing to defenders. And they would say he's running perfect routes.
They always said he ran the best route tree on the team. I remember that.
I can't remember the exact game, but it was a really good DB. And the announcers kept pointing out. They said Eagles fans don't understand. They said Nelson Agholor, he's beating his man. It was a really good defensive back. If he's beating his man, he said he's just not catching the ball.
Right.
So
that was the confidence.
Right. So lo and behold, 2 years later now, you can make argument he's got the best hands on the team. So, we got to remember, he was drafted to be an outside guy.
Yeah.
I don't think he finished outside. I think he's going to get out there. He's going to really establish himself as a legit, X or Y receiver out there, man.
No,
that's what we're going here for.
Hey, Vince, I agree, man. Listen, thanks for the call. And plus, you know that what Doug Peterson likes to do with a lot of his receivers is simply move them around. To not have them stationary in one spot. If they are there and they're able to be able to move in motion or run something behind the line of scrimmage to kind of throw things off and have the defender trail them along the line of scrimmage to kind of get guys just thinking, the defense thinking, Doug Peterson is going to do it. And if that's to the benefit of the team, then so be it. And we've seen him have success, whether it be something that they pitch right to Nelson Agholor or a quick pitch from the quarterback to Nelson Agholor as he's running behind the quarterback or in front of him in the line of scrimmage, whatever it might be, things have worked. We already saw that Philly special number two where he was able to hit Nick Foles for the catch along the right sideline. So I agree with you, Vince, that I think people are only looking at the fact that he's had the success there and not realizing that he was brought in here as that outside receiver. He was brought in here to do that, but the confidence, the lack of it, got in the way of that short start to his career, and it threw him off. But now that he does have that confidence, why not put him out there to see what happens? And as we've said, they've moved him around enough where we should be able to at least believe that he can possibly get open and maybe make something happen. 610-632-0975. Carson Wentz, Philadelphia Eagles. Sunday, game one for him being back. What are you looking for from Doug Peterson and the offensive coaching staff to do to make it easy on your franchise quarterback in his debut for the 2018 season? 610-632-0975. And also, I was down at Sixers Media Day. Media Day got underway today. A lot of good stuff has come out of Media Day, whether it be different articles that you've read, pictures that you've seen. Brian Seltzer from Sixers.com being able to put a lot of things up there. Again, myself being able to speak to everybody except for Embiid, Simmons, and Mike Muscala. If you have any questions from the Sixers Media Day stuff that you've read or listened to throughout the day here on the Fanatic as well, when Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Markel Fultz join the midday show, I'm here until midnight, 610-632-0975. Good conversations from a lot of guys. I was really impressed with Wilson Chandler, too. I will talk about him as well as we go along. But let's head to Williamstown and checking in with Chris next on the Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Devon, man, it's been a while.
It has been a while. How you doing, man? I'm good. Thank you.
You know, just trying to relax, trying to take it easy here. And, you know, I love the conversation you're bringing up the Sixers, man, because you know what?
I have so much from that, man. But, I just want to I got to pace myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just good to be back in the gym, man. It was. It really was.
Yeah, and you know what? Benny turned me on to this. I'm going to have to go listen to the interview that Mike did with Elton, because I was working and I was in the middle of a run at that point. So
yeah, Elton's
we had
great.
To turn the music on for the kids, so I had to miss that. So I'm going to listen. Told me about how Elton was talking about Dario possibly stepping up as, you know, like a star, but, you know, not like Ben and Dario and Joel, but, you know, he could be that third or fourth star if Markel doesn't, you know, turn around and really light the world on fire, that Dario could be the guy to step up and be that third, you know, and I've been saying it for a while. You know how much I love Dario.
Yeah.
Star.
Yep.
So I really do believe that, you know, all the talk and him not being mentioned hardly at all is got to be eating him alive.
Well, you know, it's funny, man, because you say that and then SI.com does that famed top 100 and he's number 54. So that he's not being ignored. You know, it's easy to kind of ignore him. It is really easy to ignore him because he just goes about his business, drops about a good, cool 15 to 17 points, does all the stuff, not worried about himself, not worried about points, even though everybody wants to score. He just goes out there and does what he does, man. And when I had a chance to speak to him, the first thing I asked him, Chris, was, dude, do you ever stop playing basketball? Because all he does is play basketball. Yep. He's playing for his international.
Croatia.
Yeah, exactly. He's playing for his national team, and he just doesn't stop playing basketball, which is a great thing. But you just hope that his legs don't tire out, and he said he's fine. So we'll see how things go. But you're right, man. He's going to be a big part in Elton
said. Takes the ball to the floor and just keeps getting up and coming back and not complaining, too. Like, you kind of love that about a guy.
Nah, man. He just he goes out. Yeah, what you got?
Let me move on to the Eagles, because I like your question, too, about how does Doug Peterson make it easy on Carson?
Yeah, what do you do?
He out there on Sunday. Look, you know, with the running back core the way it is, man, you have to rely on Wentz's arm. And here's the thing. If that defense crowds those receivers where he has honestly no open throw to make, you got to worry about the man running. And you worry about the man running, you worry about the man getting hit. And, I mean, that's got to be everybody's biggest concern. But you know, if there was one thing that I remember about Carson Wentz when he got drafted here, Devon, that really stuck with me, this guy don't mind taking hits. Yeah, that was a freak hit in that L.A. Rams game. But you know what? He got up. He's back. If he takes a minimal hit, I don't think we even miss a beat. I think this is going to be – we're going to be fine. Carson is tough as nails, and I'm not worried. But
we know that
the only way you win is with the arm.
No, we and defense, of course. But listen, Chris, thanks for the call. We know he's tough. And he's going to take that hit, and we want to see him take that hit. We just want to see him get up after that vicious hit that at some point he's going to receive. You hope that the offensive line holds up. Maybe they'll send some type of blitz to get to the quarterback and throw some things off. They'll run some stunts, some twists to get around the line of scrimmage and have the offensive line thinking, especially with the way the left side is struggling right now, because we don't know about the injuries and this how Jason Peters is going to hold up. And then when Vitae gets in, we have our questions until we see him again have success. He's going to take a hit. It's inevitable. Is he going to get up is the question. Are we going to see him limp? Are we going to see him then after that hit look a little tentative? And I don't think so, because Chris is right. This dude is tough. He is super tough, right? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens simply asking you guys as we talk Sixers and Eagles. Eagles related, Carson Wentz back. What are you looking for from Doug Peterson and the offensive coaching staff to do in this game against the Colts to make things easy on Carson as he gets back in there for the first time since the injury? 610-632-0975. And anything you have on the Sixers, please feel free, ask away. Media Day was fun. It was good to be back in the gym. My man Dennis in Springfield is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Denny?
Yo, what's going on, Devon? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm okay.
That was a deep breath.
What's that?
That was a deep breath. You about to get into
it,
huh?
Deep breath. I'm kind of tired about hearing about how Markelle Fultz's age and how he's 20 or he's 21.
Where'd you hear people were saying that
well,
today?
Well, how old is the kid that plays for Boston?
Yeah,
Jason Tatum
just turned 20.
They're like 2 months apart in age. And I'm thinking enough with Markelle Fultz's. You know,
when was it brought back up? Who was saying that?
Well, no. Somebody called earlier and said, "Oh, Markelle Fultz is only 20."
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All these kids that come into the NBA at young age, they're all only 20, or they're only 19.
Yeah.
And I think that's a crutch that you know we use for him.
Well,
Jason Tatum's like, what, 20 years old?
Yeah, he's 20 years old. But sometimes, you know, then as it goes, yes, they're all the same age. But some maturity-wise, you see difference in a lot of guys.
But that's different. You know what I mean? That's different.
To your point, then, if they're going to say he's 20, he's only 20, then maybe they should make sure they put in there he's just not as mature, maybe, as Jason Tatum or one of the other players.
And,
right.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
And my Eagles point would be, and I hate saying this, I really do, because
okay.
I love Wentz, I love the Eagles, I love everything about them. But what you know, and he comes back Sunday, and what happens if they go 8-8? What happens if they go 10-6 with Carson as the quarterback? Will Carson take the heat?
Well, it depends on what kind of season, Denny, overall. Listen, I got to go to break, man. Thanks for the call. It depends, I believe, what kind of season that he has to make that type of statement. That's my belief. If they go 8-8 and they don't have a good season, is it going to be, well, Howie didn't get him any weapons? Is it going to be Jay Ajayi could not hold up? What is it? What were Carson's numbers when he came back, but they weren't able to hold up? Is it the defense? What did the defense do to contribute to the lack of success for this season and that 8-8 schedule? That's the question. We don't know that just yet. So then I think we will really be able to get into something like that if it in fact happened, and how did it happen? 610-632-0975. I just don't see 8-8. I know Wade from Chester and Dennis just said it, and Wade and Dennis, two of our really good callers with a lot of people that we get in here to call in and join our shows. Wade already pointed out that he believes, and he's standing by, that they're not going to make the playoffs. I don't see it. I disagree with him, and I can't disagree much with Dennis until it happens, but I don't believe they'll be 8-8. I think they'll be 11-5, 10-6 type of team, get back to the playoffs. It's all about what you do when you get there. So what does Carson Wentz do on Sunday? That's up to Doug Peterson and the coaching staff to put together a game plan to make it easy for him. What is that game plan to make it easy for Carson Wentz as he gets back out there? Plus, Sixers back at it. Media day today. Training camp practice number one tomorrow. They have the team dinner tonight. I had a chance to talk to everybody except for Joel and Ben and Mike Muscala, but it was good to be back in the gym. Any questions about the Sixers from what you may have read or heard from Media Day, we're here until midnight. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens, quick break right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Football Friday is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. The power of justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn.
Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now, you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
When you're faced with heart valve disease, you don't have time to stop and catch your breath. Your life is on the line, so it's go time. And the good news is, you don't have to search far for a team to stand by your side. At Penn Medicine, our cardiologists and surgeons are the region's most experienced in using advanced tools and technologies to repair or replace your heart valve. We've pioneered incredible breakthroughs in heart valve treatments, from TAVR to robotic surgery. And we continue to develop and perfect the latest innovations in both minimally invasive and surgical heart valve procedures. With access to this care through our dedicated heart valve centers, backed by the region's number one heart program, you can stop struggling with valve disease and start enjoying the rest of your life wholeheartedly. Another reason your life is worth Penn Medicine. Learn more at PennHeart.org/valve.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Each fall, people can't wait for us to brew our very first batch of Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Neither can we. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is everything you love about fall in one sip. With its unique blend of caramel roasted malts, it's sweet, smooth, and delicious. Savor this season with the fall favorite, Sam Adams Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it? Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
Hi, I'm Steve, a happy Jeff D'Ambrosio customer. I bought 3 trucks from Jeff, and every time it was so easy. I found what I wanted on his website, worked a great deal with my salesman, and was in and out of the dealership with my new Ram truck in under an hour. Thanks, Jeff.
Get your Jeff deal in Destination Downingtown or at GoJeffAuto.com during Ram Power Days. Get payments as low as $99 a month and see what D'Ambrosio customers already know.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4, 24 monthly, $49.95 down, 10K miles per year plus tax. Must be current listing with approved credit.
Hey, football fans, when your favorite team scores a touchdown this season, make sure you're celebrating with another TD. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Tullamore Dew is the smoothest Irish whiskey to enjoy during the big game. Triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured for even better flavor makes this TD perfect for celebrating TDs. Cheers to the death of thirst and birth of fond memories. Touchdowns and Tullamore Dew, a winning combination. Tullamore Dew reminds you to enjoy their whiskey responsibly during this football season. 40% alcohol by volume. William Grant & Sons, New York, New York.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Sports talk for Glenn Mills
and all of Delco.
97.5.
The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Football Friday. It's brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until midnight. Benny Odita producing the show. You guys on the phones as we talk Eagles, asking Carson Wentz. He's back. But they have to put him in a good position, Doug Peterson and the coaching staff. What is that position offensively that you want to see the coaching staff put out there for him to go out there and have some success? 610-632-0975. And are a lot of people simply asking of too much of Carson Wentz? He's back out there. He should be Carson Wentz. He may not. But I'll just bring it back to what I said in the 6 o'clock hour when I talked about this on Wednesday. Jimmy Kempsky of Philly Voice said, in the years that he's covered the Eagles and all the quarterbacks he's seen, Mike Vick, you know, all these names that's been had some success, Nick Foles has success, training camp. He said 2017 was the first time he saw Carson Wentz, and that was the best performance by a quarterback training camp-wise since he's been covering the Birds. Until he saw Carson Wentz in the 2018 training camp rehabbing. Coming off of the rehab from the ACL. And he looked even better. Looked even better. I trust Jimmy when I read his work and listen to him when he joins the station. If Jimmy is saying that, then Carson, he's not the first one. Tim McManus has been saying it. We've heard plenty of people say how good Carson Wentz is. Look, players have said it. Players. I can't wait to see what he does on Sunday. What does Doug Peterson and coaching staff have to do to make it easy for Carson Wentz? 610-632-0975. We head to Havertown and Jim on 97.5. Jimmy.
Devon, what's up, buddy?
What's happening, my man?
How you doing?
Good.
Nice to hear you talking about your family, man. That's nice that they stopped up to see
you.
Yeah,
they had to check up on me for something. Man, I'll just tell it like this, real fast. I was at Media Day, right? And I was getting something out of my bag, and I got stung by a bee. I don't know how.
That sucks.
Because the side door was open pretty much all day, right?
Yeah.
And it was a bee in there, and all of a sudden, and somebody said it earlier, that one of the players was like, somebody saw it flying, and I saw my buddy Pat Gallen from CBS3. He was like, yeah, we saw it flying around earlier, and it got me, Jim. Of all people, it got me in my neck. So it was killing me while
neck.
I'm here.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Horrible.
And my wife had to come up here and make sure, because I couldn't get the stinger out. She came up here, hurt my daughter, you know what I mean? So, you know.
Yeah, you got to get somebody to squeeze out like a
Yeah, I couldn't,
you
know, Tyler and Benny, I wasn't letting them touch my neck, you know what I mean?
Nah, I understand, man, yeah. That's an intimate thing to squeeze something
out. Nah, it's all good,
skin.
Man. But, yeah, they came up and helped out, man.
Well, that was nice. You got a good woman there.
Thank you.
Because I want them to stretch the field. But before I say that about him, I'm glad to hear about somebody brag about his workouts, man. When they show little snippets of his workout, I'm thinking, my God, this kid looks great. And when they used to show snippets of Embiid before he ever played, there was a host on the other station, I just said he works third shift, that made me ill because he said it every time somebody called up and said, I can't wait till Embiid gets out there. Did you see this guy? And he kept on saying, he hasn't played a game in the NBA yet. You don't know what he's going to, you don't know what he's going to be. He's 7 foot freaking two. What's he weigh? 300 pounds almost? And he's dominant on freaking workouts. Who's going to stop him? Who was big enough to stop him when he decided to take his workout to the court?
And from what I understand with him, too, he's been destroying the gym, too. But go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. So that's what I'm seeing from the kid. I think he's destroying his workout. I think he's going to hit the ground running. And the one thing I want Dougie to do is stretch the field. I was telling you, a producer dude answering the phone.
Benny.
I said, I don't know the metrics of this, but I'd like to put it out there. I swear to God, man, if you throw five bombs, not only do you keep the defense honest and playing deep, but you also have a couple shots and get a couple quick touchdowns. I'm so tired of just watching teams go down in the red zone and then putter out. Take these shots, please. Please, I know we ain't got nobody great catching the ball right now. Alshon's hurt. This kid, what is his name? Who's our burner right now? We got
right now. All you have is Nelson Agholor and Shelton Gibson.
Oh my God! The other one got hurt too. Who was the one?
Mike Wallace is hurt.
I'm sorry. One more time. That name?
Mike Wallace.
Yeah, I seen him in highlights, dude. If you watch NFL highlights, he's somewhat prominent in, like, balls over 95 yards. He has a couple, I think, maybe three. But the two of them are for two different teams, too. He is a burner. He's legit, that guy.
No, he is, man. Unfortunately, Jim, thanks for the call. He was one of the guys that I was really focused on of the – well, I remember doing the show during the summer where we asked everyone to simply give your player your new – acquisition that you feel like needed to have the biggest impact. And for me, it was Mike Wallace, because while Torrey Smith wasn't catching the ball, he would drop him from time to time and all, he was able to stretch the field. He just couldn't catch the ball all the time. And he even had some intermediate routes that he ran some good routes and got the ball delivered to him, but he did not squeeze the football. That's it. I thought Mike Wallace would be able to do that. Unfortunately, in the preseason, nothing. First two games, nothing. And he gets hurt on the one catch, his lone catch of the season for the Birds. 610-632-0975. Stretch the field. I agree with you, Jim. Throw the ball down the field and allow your guys to make plays. One guy who we know who will do that is Carson Wentz. Remember when Nelson Aguilar struggled? Remember when the Birds in 2016 got off to that 3-0 start after the bye week? They played the Detroit Lions, close game, Ryan Matthews fumble, and the Detroit took the lead. Remember, Carson Wentz took a chance throwing to Nelson Aguilar down the field. People were like, yo, what is he doing? Why did he throw it down there? Taking a chance, trying to win a game. Nelson Aguilar down there, double coverage. Darius Slay, very good corner in the league, gets the pick. You learn from it. But, again, confidence, not afraid. And that's what we're going to see, I believe, in Carson Wentz. If maybe Shelton Gibson gets a step on someone. If Nelson Aguilar runs a skinny post or some type of dig route and is able to get some separation from the corner and be able to catch that football. Mike in Gloucester City is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing, man?
I want to make a point. I don't know if anyone's brought this up yet. I haven't heard it. If they have, my bad. But we brought in the guy, Jordan Matthews, who was cut from the team. They win a Super Bowl, and then they bring him back. This guy is going to play like a man amongst children.
Kind of like the guys who were injured and couldn't participate in the playoffs in the Super Bowl, and they have this different chip on their shoulders, something like that.
Kind of like Carson Wentz.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm completely confident. I'm on board with this move. I get it. It makes sense. They know each other. He's still a young quarterback. It is Carson Wentz, but he's still a young quarterback. You want familiarity around him. I said that wrong. Whatever. But
familiarity. Absolutely. Go for it.
Yeah. you want that around him. You don't want to bring in a guy like Josh Gordon, who's a possible problem. I know we would have got him for nothing and wouldn't have made a difference. But you don't want that type of atmosphere around your third-year quarterback coming back from an ACL injury. You want someone he's familiar with that he knows, and they're both going to be hungrier than ever. They just watched their team essentially win a Super Bowl without them.
Yeah, and they definitely did. And as you pointed out, that hunger should be there and trying to get their hands on it and help out in this one since they couldn't do it a season ago. And you're right. Jordan Matthews moves on. Nelson Aguilar replaces him in that spot, has a great, great, great season for him, especially with the confidence being back. And he's like, yo, this dude came in and did all that, and they won the Super Bowl. You're right. I need to come in here and do my thing.
Right. Right, I mean, and you just took Carson just took the starting job back from the Super Bowl MVP. He's got to step up. And Jordan Matthews, same thing. They got to step up. They got to step up. They got to play lights out. And I don't think we'll see anything but lights out from either of them.
You got it, man. Listen, Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. The simple question, offensively, what do you want Doug Peterson and the coaching staff to do for Carson Wentz tomorrow, game plan wise, Sunday, to help things out for Carson Wentz, to ease him back into that spot? Or maybe you don't feel like easing is the way to go and you just throw him out there and let him go to work. You just heard from Mike and saying Jordan Matthews is probably going to be that guy bringing back someone with the experience with Carson Wentz, some familiarity, some confidence in him, some chemistry. Maybe that will help both of them out tomorrow, up Sunday, make it easy on them both. What do you guys think overall? 610-632-0975. Plus, Media Day, Sixers, it was back. Sixers back. Media Day today, a lot of stuff. Fultz and Beat Simmons, a lot to talk about right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic welcomes Carson back. Carson Wentz has been medically cleared and starts this Sunday. While the loss to Tampa Bay becomes an unpleasant distant memory, we're looking ahead to Week 3 and Carson's Lincoln Financial Field homecoming versus the Colts. We're talking Wentz and all things Eagles on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 over book value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul, just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento, just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at gatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV. Discount lease only. Trade down value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum, 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 dang, dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them! Da-dum, da-dum,
Progressive da-dum. Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it? Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
Oddshark.net is your source for the latest odds from leading authorities, expert editorial content, and detailed matchup picks straight from their supercomputer. Looking for statistics and trends for an upcoming game? Oddshark has that too, and it's free. Oddshark experts provide in-depth analysis packed with information and insights that will help you make the sharp picks every day. Before the game, head to Oddshark.net and start playing like a sharp today.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
If you're tired of the same old Gentleman's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Friday starting this month, with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. And on Saturday, September 22nd, be there for the Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots Party. It'll be a night you do not want to miss. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lights and Thursday Night Football. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Welcome to the revolution.
a global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno-revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
Sixers Station.
Here's Simmons, Pro Jam, a throwdown.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Midnight. Good to be with you on this Friday. Football Friday as we get ready for Eagles, Colts on Sunday at the Link. The return of Carson Wentz. We're all here for it. Some of them don't want him out there, but hey, man, he was cleared by the doctors. All you would hear when guys didn't, or guys and gals, or people, fans, just didn't want him out there at all, it was, why are we rushing him back? If he's not ready to go, don't put him out there. Well, he's not going to be ready to go, then the doctors are not going to clear him. The doctors have cleared him, and once he was cleared earlier in the week, Doug Peterson said, yep, he's a starting quarterback, so no worries. Relax. Relax. And he might not come out red hot. Right? He may not come out red hot, but he's back. And what it really is all about, getting the win, progressing, getting back on the field, and gaining that confidence. Because now that we know this is a Super Bowl caliber team, which they have already won one, they're trying to repeat. Where are you in December? What seed are you by the end of December? Are you hosting a playoff game in January? That's what it's really all about. Let these wins pile up. You're a good enough team. Right now, it's about getting this one, your franchise quarterback, back up to speed. So when it's time to hit the road later on for the playoffs, you want to make sure everybody is ready to go. And it obviously starts with him. 610-632-0975. Offensively, what do you want Doug Peterson? What do you think Doug Peterson and the offensive staff should do game plan wise to help out Carson Wentz on Sunday? And Sixer stuff. Media day today, had a lot of good conversations with people. Guests on the station include Embiid, Simmons, Fultz, Elton Brand. Any questions that you may have about the boys as they get ready to start training camp tomorrow? I'm here until midnight. 610-632-0975. Mitch is in Phoenix joining us next on The Fanatic. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hanging in there. Look, I'm getting real frustrated with the Eagles. Yeah, with the Eagles running backs. I mean, come on. Let me ask you something. What did Walter Payton, Thurman Thomas, Jerome Bettis, Barry Sanders, Brian Westbrook, and Wilbert Montgomery have in common?
Health.
Well, you say health because you know where I'm getting to.
you tossed it up there. Hits. Yeah, go ahead.
These are guys that took vicious hits with less equipment, played every Sunday. You know, these other guys that we seem to have on the Eagles right now, they got lower body injuries. They can't play. Come on, dude. You only work once a week. You're getting paid millions of dollars. If your back hurts, you play.
Mitch, I got to say, when Jay Ajayi was hurt in that game on Sunday, I didn't think he was coming back. So for him to come back and play in the second half with that back, and listen, I can't really attribute my injury to his injury, but I had a back spasm in the middle of the game, and it locked me up. So for him to take his shot, whatever he did, and come back out there and play and take those hits, knowing that the other side knew that his back was all messed up, I tip my hat to him, man, because back injuries hurt.
Okay, so back injuries hurt. All of a sudden, Clement's questionable.
He's playing. I'm not worried about that.
Sproles is not playing. They only work once a week. And in the United States, if you can work once a week and get millions of dollars, then put your uniform on and play.
Yeah, but they don't work once a week, Mitch. They practice throughout the week. Jay Ajayi doesn't practice, Mitch. Thanks for the call, because he has the bad knee, so they're trying to preserve him for the games throughout the remainder of the season. First of all, they just want him to play each week. So if it means taking some practice time off for Jay Ajayi, then so be it. As long as he's ready to go on Sunday, I'm okay with that. Okay? Again, a back injury is no joke. No joke. He came back out in the second half. I didn't think he was coming back. That dude is tough. They work more than once a week. They work at least 4 to 5 times a week. Maybe some light, maybe some heavy, but they work more, way more than once a week. 610-632-0975. Edgar is in North Dakota joining us now on the Fanatic. What's up, Edgar?
Hey, Devon, how's it going?
Oh, it's great, man. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to have Carson coming back.
Oh, heck yeah. Just wanted to touch up on some things last week. I don't think people know that, or people might know it, but the offense, we could have stayed out a little longer on the field, and the fact that we didn't is how it made our defense work more, you know?
I said that earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, Edgar. I said the defense is very strong. We know it. But one of the reasons potentially why the offense has not been able to get it done, at least in the last game against the Buccaneers, is because the defense, the offense couldn't get anything going to really help things out on that side of the ball.
Right, but when you can't have a long drive,
right,
it hurts the defense to come back out there in 105-degree weather.
No doubt.
And
too many three and outs.
Right, yeah, too many three outs. And about the caller that said that they don't work so much days in the week, like, what is he talking about? Like, they work so many times a week, and they're constantly working in their mind to learn the playbooks and the schematics and all that, you know?
Yeah, no, that's why I said it. That's why I said I had to disagree with them, man, because I think we all know. I think we all know they work way more than that one day a week that he was talking about there. And Mitch was just passionate and frustrated with the running backs, but you can't control those injuries, man. Darren Sproles, he's gotten older, and maybe it wasn't the right move to bring him back. Maybe the injuries are going to just continue to pile up because he's had so many years in the league, taking a lot of hits, and it's his time. We know running backs normally go way before his age now in his 30s, so he's already eclipsed all of that. And Jay Ajayi got banged in the back, and he came back. I commend him for that.
For sure, yeah. Like you said, you had the same back, or not the same, but...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just me, and I had a back spasm. It locked me up for like 3 days.
Right. And I'm sorry about that sting, by the way.
Oh, man. I haven't had a bee sting, Edgar, in years, and it got me today, and I was just in pain, man. I thought I did everything, you know, wash it, and I couldn't really locate the stinger. And I got to be honest, Tyler did look at my neck for me before my wife got here, because I was like, check this out and see if you see anything before I call my wife and ask her to come up here. And she came through, her and my daughter, because... Man, it was just so uncomfortable, and you know I got a shirt on with a collar, so it just keeps rubbing up against my neck.
For
so
sure.
Yeah, man, but I appreciate it, Edgar. Thanks much, man, for the call. It was just something unexpected. Inside the gym, talking to the players, having a good day, shooting some jumpers, even though I wasn't supposed to. But you know, they let me do stuff I'm not supposed to.
You gotta let them know you still got it. That's all.
Yeah. So and then I get a bee sting. I didn't expect it at all, especially not inside. But it's all good. They just wanted to see the Sixers practice, too. The B was excited. 610. Absolutely. 610-632-0975. Eagles, what do you want them to do offensively, from the coaching staff to make things easy for Carson Wentz on Sunday. Not easy, but easy in terms of easing him back into the flow of the game. And Sixers conversation, if you have any. Media day was today. It was a good time being back in the gym, talking to everybody, hearing the guys on the station. We can talk about that as well. Quick break, come right back. Start the 11 o'clock hour on the other side here on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Carson Wentz is back.
97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to celebrate at the Fanatic pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino. Join the Fanatics Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Eitan Chander starting at 10 a.m. The first 97 Fanatic listeners to arrive before kickoff win a Fanatic prize pack, plus the chance to win tickets to the next home game. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party. See the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Lots of free parking.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. Philadelphia's football station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
On Medicare, Coach Dick Vermeil has a big announcement.
Independence Blue Cross is planning a big win for anyone on Medicare.
Sorry, Coach, but you can't say anything more until this fall.
If you're on Medicare, look for something big coming from Independence this fall. In the meantime, call us, and we'll enter you to win pro sports tickets as part of the Big Ticket Sports Package. Call 844-580-3059 to enter. That's 844-580-3059. 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. On weekends, you'll call may be sent to voicemail. Drawing starts September 4th, 2018 and runs through October 15th, 2018. Award made upon verification of Medicare Part A and B eligibility on October 22nd, 2018. Available for all eligible Medicare Part A and B residents in the Independence Blue Cross service area, Philadelphia, Bucks, Chester, Delaware, and Montgomery counties. Independence Blue Cross offers products through its subsidiaries, Independence Hospital Indemnity Plan, Keystone Health Plan East, and QCC Insurance Company. Independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it?
Can I get that red with AI?
Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
It's too hot. What's the temperature set at?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too cold.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning. I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
I'm Amy, a happy Jeff D'Ambrosio customer and busy working mom. Jeff made it so easy for me to buy my new Jeep. We worked out a great deal at my kitchen table and drove away with my trade-in. So easy.
Get your Jeff deal in Destination Downingtown or GoJeffAuto.com during Jeep Adventure Days for payments as low as $89 a month. And see what D'Ambrosio customers already know.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
2018 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4, 36-month lease, $49.95 down, 10K miles per year plus tax and tags. Must be current lessee with approved credit.
Oddshark.net is your source for the latest odds from leading authorities, expert editorial content, and detailed matchup picks straight from their supercomputer. Looking for statistics and trends for an upcoming game? Oddshark has that too, and it's free. Oddshark experts provide in-depth analysis packed with information and insights that will help you make the sharp picks every day. Before the game, head to Oddshark.net and start playing like a sharp today.
I'm Pat Callahan.
And I'm Joe Torti, ready to kick off season 17 of This Week in Pro Football.
Great to be back, then. As the NFL rolls out its 98th season, we're excited to chronicle the first defending champion year this town has seen in a long time.
Every Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, we will take an in-depth look at the Birds and their matchup, review the big stories around the NFL, and preview the big games in the weekly NFL schedule.
Sal Powell returns with his veteran take on all things NFL. The great Christopher Harris offers weekly fantasy gold. The pick segment lightens your wallet. And each week, we will ask, where are they now?
It'll be fascinating, Pat, to see each week how Philly is facing up to the daunting challenge of defending its NFL title. The NFC East and the entire league will be gunning for the Birds.
This Week in Pro Football returns Saturday, September 8th at 10 o'clock a.m. right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, your source for all things birds and NFL.
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
Of the new Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new norm.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
Underway. 11:02, 97.5 The Fanatic. We're broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast and Devon Givens. Vinny Odita is producing the show on the other side. Always fun working with Vinny, doing a great job. We're here until midnight. 610-632-0975. As we talk Eagles, Carson Wentz is back, as we all know. What are your expectations? A lot of it is, what are your expectations from the coaching staff to put him in a position to succeed on Sunday in his first game back against the Indianapolis Colts? And as I watch video of him right now on NFL Network, I mean, he's throwing off his back foot, fading away, flinging it, and it just looks natural. Now, there are no rushers. He's got the red jersey on, and it's only the quarterbacks that are working. But still, he's jumping on that knee, jumping on that leg, and he looks comfortable out there overall. So again, your thoughts on the Eagles, Colts, specifically game plan wise, what do you want to see from Doug Peterson for Carson Wentz and that offense? 610-632-0975. Also, Sixers, they're back. Training camp starts tomorrow, media day. Today, it was fun to be back there. It was fun, outside of the fact that I got stung by a bee. But it was fun to be back in the building. And as someone pointed out earlier, the one who really, really stands out confidence-wise, confidence, I think it was Chris in Williamstown, Markelle Fultz, just the way he's speaking, his body language. When I sat down with him for a couple of minutes, and even when I wasn't sitting down, just watching him walk around the gym, interacting with everybody, he just looks in total control of who he is right now. Now, that means nothing until he steps on the floor, and you guys will get to maybe see some video tomorrow from practice. But you will certainly get a chance to see him on Tuesday with the open practice at the Palestra, the blue-white scrimmage, which will be televised. And if you don't, they'll have those tickets to get down there. It will be televised. We will all have an opportunity to see it. And from what I understand, the video that you saw yesterday from Players Tribune, it's even better than that. I'm just saying. That's all I know. I didn't see him shoot, but that's what I was told. 610-632-0975. He wasn't shooting around. I was shooting around. Me and Joel shot around a little bit, and that was about it. Chris and Langhorne next on The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, Devon? How's your night tonight?
Oh, it's going
besides well,
from
the bee sting.
Oh, man, besides the bee sting, yeah, again, you know, I got my wife and my daughter that came to help me out, so I'm all good, Chris.
Yeah, that's great, man. You know, look, I want to say this before I get to what I'm saying, and I hope I don't get cut off. You know, I'm a longtime Eagle fan, okay? Die hard, bleed green. You know, and I've been saying, you know, my entire life, I just want one before I die.
See?
Okay?
Expectations and, change
yeah.
now.
And now, see, that's what a point I'm getting at. You know, now, nobody expected the Eagles to do what they did last year. It was phenomenal. you know, you got a team that's now gelling, you know, with new players that came in. Some old guys went out, some new players came in. Well, not old guys, but guys who got released and signed new contracts. And my point is that, you know what? And with that being said, when Carson Wentz gets out on that field, he's going to be Carson Wentz. And I think he's going to be a lot sharper. And what can he throw on the run? I saw a pass last year that he put in between two defenders. It was unbelievable.
Yep.
And the window was tight. You know, so with him, I'm not worried at all. They say he's ready. And with Dakota done it, and you have to understand, as much as he absorbs, he's going to be so much sharper this season with the knowledge. You know what I mean? He already has the speed down. Now he has the knowledge.
I remember when he got injured, Chris, and they came back home and they played that game. What was it, against the Raiders?
Yes.
I believe. And they remember when he was sitting up there in the suite and he's sitting there with the notepad, his pen, he's biting his fingernails, it's freezing, it looks like they got the window open, he's sitting there with just a hat on and like a hoodie. Dude is all into this.
Yes.
You know, when he wants to be out there, but he can't. So I agree with you, man. He's chomping at the bit to get out there, and we'll see.
He's got a bubble over his head, those cartoon bubbles, and I'm telling you, words are spilling through it. Now, what my point is, right? So with the team having the gel, and the Carson Wentz, let me get to that point. The Carson Wentz is going to be out on the field. We don't have to worry about. It depends. Like I heard, Alshon Jeffrey is going to be questionable. He might play. He might not play. And depending on your offensive line, I think once Carson Wentz gets that first hit, he's going to pop right up and do what Carson Wentz does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, right, if they don't make the Super Bowl this year, I know they're going to make it again. And I know I'm going to see it. And I don't have to say, I want one before I die. Because they're going to definitely make it to the Super Bowl again. So with all this, everybody's stressing, oh, they got to do it again, they got to repeat. You know what? I'm
a
fan whether they do or not.
Hey, man, listen.
So it really doesn't matter.
If they don't get there this year, Chris, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Your phone was dying there at the end and fading out. If they don't get there again this season, okay. But they are built to have success for multiple years. So it's hard to get back to the Super Bowl after winning one and getting there the first time like they did this past season. It's hard to win another one back to back. But it doesn't mean that they cannot. And it is also something that you look at when I remember doing the show. What are you looking at over the next 5 years in terms of the Eagles? Because they're not going to win every year. But they might have opportunities to be successful every year and get back. You just want them to be in contention and hopefully break through. Listen, I know you want them to win five in a row, but it's not likely. So you got to take what you can get. And as he just pointed out, expectations change. Everybody said, hey, not everybody, a lot of people said, just give me one. Just one. Until you got that one. Now you want two. And you want three. As you should. But just think about it when people would say that. Just give me one and I'm good until I pass, you know, until I move on. Just give me one. Uh-uh. Nope, not anymore. I want to stay around. And how about you give me two more of the Eagles? Right?
You get greedy. That's what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know how it's felt. You don't want to move on now and not have life anymore. Now you want to stay around for a long time and hopefully get about five more.
It's like you get like a little taste of something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey.
You think about it.
You like that. Absolutely.
You know? Round
absolutely.
Two.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. 610-632-0975. DJ is in Delaware County joining us on 97.5. DJ. Hey,
Devon, how are you tonight?
Hey, man, I'm hanging in there. How about yourself?
I'm doing really well, thank you. I really think Carson on Sunday just feeds that ball to Zach Ertz. I think Ertz, he has a really big game on Sunday. 12 targets, maybe he gets himself 8-9 catches, 100 yards, over the middle, Corey Clement, screen game, go deep to Aguilar just to keep the defense honest, run that ball. I think Clement has a really big game. What do you think about that? And then I'll say a few more things, then I'll let you go. The energy Carson brings to the game, it just picks up that team. It picked up our city. He's done so much for us. I think the defense comes up huge on Sunday. I think they give Luck he's going to have a heck of a day in that pocket.
Yeah, I think he's going to have some trouble because, number one, DJ, they want to redeem themselves from not getting to Fitzpatrick last week, allowing him to light them up for 400-plus and the four touchdowns. So to start off with Zach Ertz, as you pointed out, I agree with you. I think Zach Ertz will have a big day simply because it's the middle of the field. And with that quick stuff that they're going to try to incorporate for him, Doug Peterson's play calling, Zach Ertz will be the recipient of most of that. And when it comes to Jordan Matthews, I think he'll get a handful of those as well. But they'll work the middle of the field, and hopefully they can get some things going on down the field on the outside with Gibson and Aguilar to maybe take the top off the defense, or at least make them respect the fact that they are out there, knowing that they are there as a deep threat.
He makes average players good. He makes good players great. That's what a talented quarterback.
Let's hope. When you're elite like that, that's the expectation there, DJ.
Now listen, I'm on close to Wildwood, so I'm no longer in Delco, so I don't have your reception. But what do you think the Sixers do? Can you keep me on the line? I can listen to you, and then you can cut me off. What do they do this year?
Well, thanks for the call, DJ. I'll put you on hold so you can see it, and then we'll hang up. What do I think they do this year? I think that they are, right now, DJ, I think they're the third seed. I don't think they have enough to beat Boston and Toronto. Now, maybe as the season goes along, this is without us really knowing who Markelle Fultz is, DJ, for me to say that they can beat either Boston or Toronto. I think that the addition of Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green, by the way, is underrated with that addition to Toronto with the defense and the outside shooting that he provides. I think that they are number two behind Boston. He's an all-star. He's elite. He's a top five player when healthy. He's the best two-way player in the game when healthy, Kawhi Leonard. And I think he's good to go. So, with who they have, he's better than DeMar DeRozan. I like DeMar DeRozan from afar, but Kawhi Leonard is better. So why wouldn't Toronto be better? And they were the number one seed in the East last season. Now, Boston did have the injury to Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving as the season went along. When the playoffs, they did not have either of those two, and they still had the success. But I think Toronto is number two. If Markelle Fultz can give you something, and I've said this plenty of times, DJ and everybody else, I need 12 to 15 points for Markelle Fultz on average, but I need those games where I get 18 to 24, and those 18 to 24 are an impactful 18 to 24, where he might go off for seven in a row. He might hit two threes to get the team ignited, the crowd into it, himself to get that confidence. And as I was saying today, just being in the gym, As you guys have played sports, and you played basketball, baseball, hockey, football, whatever, just seeing the ball go in the rim. So for me, with him, Markelle Fultz, we saw the video from the Players Tribune. He was drilling those threes, and it looked good compared to what we saw when we last had our eyes on him. It looked good. I need mid-range stuff first, and then I need you to drift out to the three-pointer, because now I have that confidence. How many times do you go work out, whether it be outside, inside, at the gym? I still do it. I go in. I'm not shooting threes as soon as I walk in the gym. I'm shooting 8-footers, 12-footers. I'm in the paint shooting those little tiny, little 8-footers to see the ball go through. Then I'll take my step back. How many times have you played around the world where you just go around the free throw line, back to the free throw line, take a step back to the top of the key, back to the free throw line, continue to go around the world, and all of a sudden now you're like, all right, I'm in a good rhythm. My legs are underneath me. My arms feel good. I see the ball going in. My shot feels good. That's what I want to see from him and Ben Simmons. Knock down that 17-footer. Knock down that 14-footer. And then as the game goes along, just keep drifting back. And as it starts to drop, that confidence is there. So, DJ, I still think they're behind Boston and Toronto. But as the season goes along, if Markelle Fultz can be an impactful player for them, and, of course, the elevation in game of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, just like you're going to see from Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, this team has a chance to at least be the number two seed in the East. They got a lot of contenders behind them. Milwaukee, Washington, Indiana, on and on and on, right? But they are better than those teams. They should be better than those teams. And they have to display that once they get on the floor, DJ, because the top of the East with Boston and Toronto, in my opinion, with them included, is very good. They're going to take wins from each other. They're going to be anywhere, in my opinion, from 49 to 54. Only because these Eastern Conference teams are going to take wins from one another, just my opinion. So, DJ, I hope I answered your question. Thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens again with you until midnight, talking Eagles and Carson Wentz. What you want Doug Peterson and the coaching staff to do offensively, game plan-wise, to make things easier for Carson Wentz's game to be good on Sunday in his first time back against the Indianapolis Colts? Maybe you don't want him to be conservative and you want him to really air things out. It's possible, right? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe that's exactly what we get from Carson Wentz on Sunday. They go out there and they light up that Indianapolis Colts defense. So what do you want to see offensive-wise, play-calling-wise from Doug Peterson for Carson Wentz? And any questions you may have for the Sixers, media day today. Training camp gets underway tomorrow. I had a blast being back out down there at the training facility, talking to all of the guys, and of course, you guys hearing Embiid, Simmons, and Fultz, Elton Brand as well, here on the Fanatic earlier today. 610-632-0975. Vinny is in West Philly, my part of town. What's up, Vin?
What's up, Devon? Hey, I just want to hit on this second day thing, like, me and you, I know you're a big Sidney Jones fan. I am too, right? The whole summer, we was told that it was going to be individuals competing for the slot, right? Mixed in there, everybody except Darby. And, of course, Jenkins and McCloud. Like, we, the whole summer long, this guy never got to play no first team cornerback, you know, didn't play in the preseason. So, we just haven't had a scene. Like, I just don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah, well, right now,
from a football standpoint, you know what I mean? From a football standpoint,
you feel like he should be on the outside?
I feel like, yeah, he should get a shot. Even if, you know what I'm saying? Everybody see what Mills is. The whole world see. Why can't he get a shot out there so we can see what's going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we know he better than Mills.
The only thing I say there, Vin, is maybe because they see practice and we don't, there's something there that they just don't like yet.
No, I disagree. It ain't nothing. I hope I'm wrong. I think it's just a player coach favoritism, man.
Really?
Like, there's no way. Yeah, there's no way. Like, if you're looking at Devon, just see, look at the whole picture. We brought Sidney Jones in to play the cornerback position. He never got a shot in preseason training camp whatsoever. Like, what is holding him up? We didn't draft him.
Again, my only guess, Vin, and I don't know, you don't know, but even though you said you might think it's more favoritism, I just think it's they saw something that they haven't really gotten to yet, that they feel like, okay, we're going to put him on the outside. And if you put him on the outside, where are you going to put Jalen Mills?
On the bench. Let me just help you.
I disagree. Go ahead.
What possibly do you see that Jalen Mills, does he do anything better than Sidney Jones? Name one thing that you think he does better than Sidney Jones.
I don't know because we haven't seen Sidney Jones in the NFL yet.
That's my point.
But they have.
They didn't see it. Hey, you think? I don't think they practice roll like that. Because I think they don't roll with practice. They pencil dumb guys in from the beginning of the season. They never
miss. Well, I'm sure you're right. It may not have been an open practice, Vin. I agree. We're open competition. Thanks for the call. It probably wasn't. They probably did have him already penciled in on those two sides. Probably did. They had good seasons last year. I would have. Now, I may have opened things up a little bit like you're suggesting. I may have. But, you know, they see it. We don't. I have no idea. But I hear you. I do hear you on that. Open it up. If that's what you drafted him in the second round for, that's what you want to see from him to be successful in that way. I hear you. I want to see him. As you said, Vin, you and I both. I was super excited to see him. Super excited to see him. He's had some good moments. Nothing crazy as of yet. At some point, I would like to see him out there. On the outside. At some point, 610-632-0975. Keep it moving on the phones. Bryce in Westchester joins us on 97.5. What's up, Bryce?
Hey, man, how's it going tonight?
Oh, it's going well. How about yourself?
Living the dream, brother. Living the dream.
No doubt.
So I just want to, two quick points here for you. First and foremost, I'm so tired of hearing that argument. Oh, they make this much money and work one day a week. We know how many times that comes up in a bunch of different categories and different areas. Not going to get into it. I think a lot of people know what I'm talking about, but that's just wrong. I'm tired of hearing it. Secondly, jump right into it. I really want to see Doug lay off the reins a little bit and let Wentz do his thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Open it up.
Yeah, and anything that Doug tries to do could be problematic. I think only Wentz knows his capabilities right now, and I think Doug can, you know, we've seen him do it before, right? Lay off the reins, let the quarterback play their game, make all the decisions. I think that's the best option going into Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do want to see him. Listen, I want to see them, Bryce, take the short stuff early to just get the completion, right? See the ball being caught by the player, and he's like, okay, cool, I'm good, right?
Maybe, right, find that rhythm.
Right, 2-3, whatever it might be. Something in the middle, quick out, real fast. Maybe, you know, dig route, boom, a comeback route, real fast. But then, as you pointed out, open it up. Open that playbook up a little bit, and if things are going, and now he's just naturally in a good rhythm, he's feeling good, and you just move on. You just move on. I agree with you. But you need that run game, too, to give them something to help balance things out. It can't just be the passing game. Corey Clement has to be the guy on Sunday.
Oh, he will be. I definitely think he'll step up.
Nah, he should, man. Listen, Bryce, this is opportunity. This is an opportunity. Exactly. Can he do both? Can he be the guy catching the ball out of the backfield? Can he tote the rock while Jay Ajayi and Darren Sproles are not available? That's exactly what we're going to see. And Alex and Mike want to talk about the running backs as well. 610-632-0975. So we'll do that on the other side. But don't forget Carson Wentz. What do you want to see offensive-wise from him? Doug Peterson draws up the game plan. What kind of game plan do you want to see to make things easy for Wentz in his debut for the 2018 season since returning from the injury? Plus, any questions you may have about the Sixers. Media days today. It was a fun time to be down there outside of the fact that I got stung by a bee. But, hey, it's good to be in the building. The guys look alive in there. They're excited to be back. It's good to have basketball back. Training camp starts tomorrow. It's going to be a fun time, man. You got football, hockey starting, hoops. Unfortunately, the Phillies, you know, we'll tell you about them on the other side. But, hey, it's good to have it all back. We're talking Birds. We're talking Sixers. Quick break. We come right back. We talk the running backs with Alex and Mike right here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. NFL Week 3, and Carson Wentz and the Birds are back home at the Link. And despite the loss in Tampa, the Eagles are heavy favorites at home with the Colts. Start your football Sunday at 10 a.m. with Trey, Devon, and Eitan live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. Carson's back, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Well, green, thick grass is more important than just the looks. The more grass you have, the less weeds you have. Now, my guys in Natural Lawn are scientists that can explain exactly how it works. I'm not, but they tell me it's simple. So hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but it'll help for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty. The products are organic-based, the techs are the best in the business, and they've been helping my lawn grow at its best for many years. I continue to recommend them because it works. You got to call Natural Lawn of America for their limited time offer today. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. Now, I just told you how important seeding is. It's free. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. It's my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com.
Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, guys. You know we all want to look good, and sometimes diet and exercise just aren't enough. I've been following the keto diet, but I also met with Dr. Lyle Back to learn about the benefits of the strawberry laser lipo procedure to really speed up weight loss. Dr. Back explained to me all the benefits of the procedure and gave me total confidence that it would be a great complement to my diet. I have total trust in Dr. Back. Dr. Back has helped thousands of men get their dream body, and he can help you too. Visit ILoveLyleBack.com. That's ILoveLyleBack.com to get in shape this football season.
Hello, it is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters. Why take a chance with anybody else?
Hey guys, Double Visions gives you a chance to fly with the birds. Stop into Double Visions during the football games on Sunday afternoon and Monday nights and enter to win a trip for two with two nights hotel and tickets to see the birds for their final regular season in-conference rival game in Washington. Find out why Double Visions was voted the number one adult club in the Northeast. Double Visions, great food, cold drinks, and of course, hot women. Open daily until 2, located on Easton Road in Horsham. Take the Willow Grove exit.
Jeff Deal.
Hi, I'm Steve, a happy Jeff D'Ambrosio customer. I bought three trucks from Jeff, and every time it was so easy. I found what I wanted on his website, worked a great deal with my salesman, and was in and out of the dealership with my new Ram truck in under an hour. Thanks, Jeff.
Get your Jeff Deal in Destination Downingtown or at GoJeffAuto.com during Ram Power Days. Get payments as low as $99 a month and see what D'Ambrosio customers already know.
Nobody beats a Jeff Deal.
2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad, Cab 4x4, 24 monthly, $49.95 down, 10K miles per year plus tax, must be current, listing with approved credit.
Listen to the Ron Jaworski Show every Wednesday from 6 to 7, sponsored by Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild West. Now taking bets at our new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sports talk for Levittown and all of Bucks County. 97.5, The Fanatic.
It is 11:30 on this football Friday night here in the Delaware Valley. Devon Givens hanging out with you until midnight, 610-632-0975. And again, Football Friday, Fanatic Football Friday it is, which is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. And I mentioned this, we're going to get this out of the way real fast. Phillies fall 6-5 to the Braves. So there's that. And when you, just when you thought they might have a chance, maybe they can make this run and go head to head with the Braves. No dice. 6-5 loss. 86-68 for the Braves. Phillies now 78-75. So let's just move back to the Birds and talk about some good stuff hopefully happening on Sunday. And we do that with Alex in Frankfurt on 97.5. What's up, Alex?
Good evening. What's going on, Sugar D?
My man. What's up, Alex? What's going on?
I'm doing great. It's kind of strange hearing you on the air this late.
Well, you know, back at it, man. You know, the winter teams are about to get started, so we're going to have those nights where it's going to be 6:50, and then we back at it on the wraparound.
Yeah. I'm seeing what's going on. But you know what? That caller that called about the running backs, man, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right because I see Ducky P, you know what I mean, mixing and matching. You know what I'm saying?
How so?
All good coaches adapt.
Okay, how so? You know what I mean? You say mixing and matching. What do you think they do?
Like, I think he just might use Corey Clement more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because he kind of reminds me of B. West. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a good catcher. You know what I mean? Coming out the backfield. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in the eye formation. You know, he does quite a few things.
No, and I understand what you mean by being able to come out of the backfield, being a pass catcher, line up on the outside, and have a mismatch maybe against a linebacker or a safety, and also do what you do in the running game. Now, I do think Brian is a better player overall, but I see what you're talking about when he has things that are similar to what B. West did.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean,
I know Brian's
like,
better.
Like you was talking about Jay Ajayi, and like with the back thing, you know what I mean? Like, you can't talk trash unless you actually experience it. And like you said, you had a back spasm and you was out for a good little while. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Unless you experience it, you can't talk trash. That's like me telling you, I know how to fly a 747 jumbo jet, but you never flown a Cessna 172.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a break, man.
It's tough to say, especially when you're saying, hey, they do not work enough. They only work one day a week.
Yeah, they work and they practicing, you know, work it out, doing what they got to do to prepare for the game. So,
yeah, man.
You know what I mean? What they get is worth it. You know what I mean? They freaking earned it. You know what I mean? So you can't say that.
Nah, they work hard, man. They work way more than one day. Thanks for the call, man. That was one isolated person. And a good caller. We always get a call from them, but we just, as you just pointed out, we disagree on that one, Alex, with that caller from earlier. Who was that? That was, I forget who it was already, but we do get the phone call from quite a bit. Keep it moving on the phones. Mike in Fort Washington, next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Ron, how are you?
Good,
man. How's it going?
It's going. How are you?
I'm on my way to Ocean City, New Jersey right now, and then I'm going to wake up bright and early Sunday, head to the link.
Oh, man, that's a nice little, you know, nice little couple hours for you. You get a nice day tomorrow weather-wise, get
exactly,
to be at the shore,
exactly.
Come back early enough, tailgate a bit, and then go and
exactly.
Watch the Birds beat up on the Colts. I'm jealous.
I want to talk about the running backs a little bit. I mean, I've always been a running back guy. I was crushed when Shady left. Big fan of Jay Ajayi, but we're going to have to move on this week. Now the Colts have a terrible run D. I think they're the eighth worst in the league. I want to know what your thoughts are, who we're going to use the most, whether Josh Adams is going to get in there.
And Mike, I brought it up earlier as someone that I hope to see. Now, selfishly, I want to see it because one of my best friends, since I've known him, we were 10 years old, he's like my kid's uncle. Josh Adams is his younger cousin. So, you know, quietly, I'm rooting for that because of the family connection, right? But he provides something, which is that tough, hard-nosed running back that we lost here in Philadelphia with LeGarrette Blount. And I'm not saying he's going to be LeGarrette Blount, but that type of running back, if you can put that out there, get those short yard situations, maybe bust open a couple of big yards because they don't anticipate it and they sleep on you a little bit, and Josh Adams gives you that, then I'm all here for it. And he has an opportunity. I hope he's active on Sunday, Mike.
Exactly. I definitely think we eclipse the 100-yard mark on Sunday, and I think it's going to take more than one guy to do it. Quickly, can we touch on Carson Wentz? I want to see.
Please do.
I want to get your thoughts. I mean, is your confidence high? Are you worried?
My confidence is high.
Okay.
For Carson Wentz. Yeah, my confidence is high because I think they're going to do the right thing offensively, and then the game plan is going to be what the game plan is. But I think once they get in there and they see that he is having success, they're going to maybe open things up just a little bit and say, okay, we feel much better now. This is what we can do here with this guy because we've seen him have some good throws already and do what they need to do. Yes.
Great. I got one guarantee before I leave. Jordan Matthews is going to He will score a touchdown.
He's going to score in the red zone, Mike. He's going to make sure his boy gets a score, isn't he? You know he is. Thanks for the call, man.
He will.
Enjoy the shore. Enjoy the game, Mike. Appreciate
it. All the Cipollonis and Dolans will be watching.
You got it, man. Take care. 610-632-0975. Carson Wentz is going to make sure Jordan Matthews gets in the end zone. So we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised. Not at all. Not at all. Lance is in Arizona on 97.5. What's up, my man?
What's up, man? So the way I look at it is this way. The Colts have some really young linebackers. Darius Leonard, that guy is really good to be really good in a couple years, but he's still young. I try to hit him up with some screens because you know Smallwood, one of his best things is that he can actually catch the ball and do that at a pretty good level because he did it at West Virginia and then he kind of did it his first year. And you have Clement, who could do it as well. So that's where I start because I didn't see that in the first two games. They really didn't use the screen game all that much. And if I want to keep Carson Wentz upright with the fact that Jason Peters, we don't know what's going to happen. They can play two plays in again, and then he's out.
Yeah.
So I want to get the ball out as quick as possible. And some of that, I can set up a screen to get them moving all over the place and then set up my run by having them get out of position.
Yep. I agree, man. Just do stuff like that to make it easy on them, and they should be good to go. Good to go, and then that'll open some things up down the field. If the offensive line has a chance to lean on those guys on the other side, have some success moving those bodies, feeling good, now, again, they're going to hold up in the passing game as well down the field.
Yeah, exactly. Like, to me, this game, I'm not as worried. They should win this game. I'm more worried about going into Tennessee next week. With our defense, if you look at the numbers under Jim Schwartz, the defense has not played well on the road.
Yep.
8 out of the last 10 games, they've given up 23 or more points.
Normally, we're talking about the defense traveling well, but to your point, yes.
There's something going on in that defense. When they go on the road, either his coaching is not working or the communication, because it's obvious, especially in the red zone, they're giving up 62% touchdown rate. Whereas at home, they're at 39%. That's a huge decrease. And I get the crowd noise gets you going in the red zone at home. It makes it hard. But, man, you have to be better if you're going to be a bend but don't break kind of defense.
Yeah, well, luckily they're at home, Lance, this week where maybe they can kind of get things going and get that rhythm back as they do head to Tennessee next weekend, week number 4. Lance, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend, man. 610-632-0975. They are home. They don't lose at home. They play really well at home. And hopefully, again, that helps things out for them on Sunday against Andrew Luck and the Colts. 610-632-0975. Final segment coming up on the other side right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. After a loss to the Bucs, the Eagles put their sights on Week 3 and the return of Carson Wentz. It will be Luck versus Wentz at the link this Sunday. And we're talking Eagles football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Philly sports fans, Jack Ritchie from JRPicks.com. Guys, huge, razor-sharp information on this week's big matchup in pro football between Indianapolis and Philadelphia. Get this point spread early release right now, absolutely free on a tape-recorded message. 1-800-499-3733. That's 1-800-499-3733. Vegas opened up this line, Philly minus 6 at home. Guys, my information could not be stronger. I'm going to tell you right now, you got to make this call. Get the winner. It's absolutely free. Our gift to you from JRPicks.com. Cash in big with this one, 1-800-499-3733. That's 1-800-499-3733. It's on a tape recorded message. No credit card needed. Get this winner right now. JRPicks.com is on fire. Documented number one in the country by the Las Vegas Sports Monitor and every station that we air our show, and you get free winners. Guys, take advantage of Sunday's huge razor-sharp information on this game between Indianapolis and Philadelphia. 1-800-499-3. 1-800-499-3733. Also, get on over to JRPicks.com, where right now you can take advantage of more than 90% off both college and pro football. Get it all, JRPicks.com. That's JRPicks.com. But to cash in on this Sunday's matchup between Indianapolis and Philadelphia, guys, you got to be on the right side. Call this number and get it free on a tape recorded message. 1-800-499-3733. That's 800-499-3.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's too hot. What's the temperature set at?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too cold.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning. I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia Giants.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV. Discount lease only. Trade down some value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
CDLA drivers, why are you still dealing with the headaches of long-haul driving when Central Transport gets qualified tractor-trailer drivers like you home daily and weekends off? As one of the nation's largest LTL carriers, Central Transport has an excellent customer base with dedicated routes to get you home daily. Central Transport offers their drivers a $4,000 sign-on bonus. Central Transport offers stability, competitive pay, and the opportunity for advancement. But the advantages don't end there. Central Transport drivers receive medical and dental coverage, 401k with company match, paid holidays and time off, referral bonuses, weekly pay, and more. Make plans to find out more at Central Transport's open house being held this week, Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 1200 Wrights Lane in Westchester, PA, 19380. Or call Central directly at 866-700-7582. That number again, 866-700-7582. They look forward to seeing you this week at Central Transport. Central to your success.
The Missinelli Station.
Google me.
Afternoon. 97.5. The Fanatic.
11:45, 97.5, The Fanatic. That means it's the final segment for us here as we get ready to head into the weekend. A lot of good programming this weekend, starting with This Week in Pro Football. Tomorrow, Joe Torti. Before that, carrying on through the entire weekend. Pregame show, Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, myself, Sugar House Casino, 10 o'clock Sunday morning before Eagles Colts on Sunday at the Link. 610-632-0975. We want to give, pardon me, everybody an opportunity to get in before we jump on out of here and step into the weekend. So let's do that by keeping it rolling on the phones in Northeast with Brian right here on the Fanatic. What's up, B?
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
How you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm good, man. Hey, I just wanted to say, man, I don't know. I think this game is like really going to tell the truth between Frank Wright and Doug Peterson. I really think it's going to, like, you know, I don't know. For some reason, I feel like Frank Wright was the one who drew up the plays and Doug just called them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Brian, you have zonked out. So we'll put you on hold and see if Benny can get you back before we get out of here, because we want to give you your chances. You brought up Doug Peterson, Frank Reich, and seeing what those guys are going to do against one another. Now, we both know that they're offensive coaches, so it's going to be really Jim Schwartz versus Frank Reich, but we'll see how things go. Let's go back to Brian. He seems like he's cleared up. B, you all good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wanted to say, you know, like how Carson Wentz would come out last year. It seemed like he would come out with like plays that they had planned and they would just march straight down the field with them. And it's like this year, like I see Andrew Luck doing that right now. You know, I see him doing that right now, and I feel like, you know, like Frank Reich was behind all of that, not Doug Peterson. You know.
Okay.
And one more thing that I wanted to say before I get off the phone, I do like the Jordan Matthews thing and everything, but I kind of wish they would have went into and looked into Devontae Parker, man. And for some reason, I feel like they should have grab Corey Coleman, man. You know, like
I did think the Corey Coleman thing too, but why didn't anybody else pick him up is the question, though.
I do think he needs a little bit of work.
Uh-huh.
I do think he might be a little bit of a project, but I think he has a high upside, and I think that's what we need to bank
on.
That
a Devontae Parker thing, my question would be there is, he hasn't done anything. Why in Miami? I mean, are we going to blame it all on Ryan Tannehill, or is it some of the blame has to be thrown at his feet for not doing anything in the league thus far?
I mean, their team was up and down, man.
Okay.
You don't know.
Okay, we don't. Right out of the gate, you know, I'll tell you, B, I would say no to Devontae Parker, but a change of scenery sometimes is good for people, so maybe that's what he needs out of Miami. Okay. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. We do have to keep it moving, give everybody an opportunity. Jamil in Norristown is next on the Fanatic. Mill, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, D? Can you hear me?
I got you.
All right, so my thing was this. First off, the whole Jordan Matthews thing, I'm not going to lie, I was like, all right, no big deal. You know, because for me, he's not a game changer to me. He's not changing the game. He's not bringing that much more than what we have already. That's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I would have rather seen, you know, a little bit more effort in Josh Gordon or, like you said, Brandon Coleman. I definitely would have
Corey Coleman.
Corey Coleman, sorry. Or Jeremy Maclin. But what I want to see come Sunday is what the receivers we have. I heard somebody say earlier, is Doug going to open up the playbook, let Carson loose? My thing, too, is I don't know how much trust, and let's be real, Doug has in the receivers like Akins and Perkins to open up a playbook sometimes. Because to me, when I watched them in a Bucks game, they weren't doing too much. They weren't getting a lot of separation. So what I wanted to see was more so, even with Jordan Matthews there, can you open up a little bit more like two tight end sets?
That's why we were surprised Dallas Goedert wasn't in there last week.
Exactly. So when you got two dudes, you got two tight ends who can both run, catch the ball, both like 6'5", 6'6", that causes a lot of problems, opens up the and helps out the other receivers as well. When you have to bring in a safety down the play on two tight ends. Say two safeties can't sit back there. So that's what I want to see more.
Yeah, I wanted to see it too. And again, what we kept hearing, Mill, was Perkins runs certain routes better than anybody else that they had on the depth chart, including, I guess, Dallas Goedert as well. But they needed to recognize after watching how things went down, yeah, Perkins got you a couple of catches, but he also had you some drops and really nothing significant. Dallas Goedert is the one that really pops when you see him out there. So hopefully we see a lot of Dallas Goedert this week, Mill.
Exactly. And you can run the routes, but can you create the separations? Can you get those balls? Does a quarterback have a trust in you? And I don't think Carson is going to have the trust in. I feel like a lot of balls are going to go to Nelson, Ertz, and Jordan Matthews. Those are the guys he has trust in. He doesn't have trust in these Akins and Perkins because they haven't proven anything.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Akin, he's a veteran, but you see, he was cut. He was brought back. He's nothing that you really want to hang on to. Have a great weekend, man. That's why you went and got Jordan Matthews. And as you pointed out, Corey Coleman, Josh Gordon, Jeremy Maclin, for you, those are the ones, Mill, that you wanted to go out there and look at because they needed something. So right now, Jordan Matthews is something. It doesn't mean that they can't acquire someone in the trade. And as the weeks go on and teams are basically eliminated right away from the postseason, maybe they'll add someone later on. Maybe it is Jeremy Maclin once he's healthier and they can bring him in here for a workout and decide they want to sign him. Who knows who it is? But right now, Jordan Matthews was the right thing for this week, and we'll see how it plays out going forward. Jim in Haddon Heights, is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you doing, Devon?
Good, thank you.
Closing it out tonight, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was actually, two of the other callers on my topic, I was talking about Frank Reich and the two tight ends set, huh? Yeah, kind of ironically, but they made good points. But I wanted to bring up then the defense and the Jim Schwartz. I mean, I just feel that his bend but don't break style defense is not really a good strategy, especially when you have a guy like Carson Wentz. We have a high powered offense because, you know, as we let up yards, you know, and they may not score as much, but you're taking time of possession off the clock, you know, and we need to keep the ball in Wentz's hands. And I just think that with our cornerbacks, he's kind of, I don't know if he's leaving them hung out to dry, but whatever it is, and I'm no expert on the, you know, exactly how they run the scheme of the defense, but I just feel that it's kind of a lackluster defense, and it's not aggressive at all, and that's not what Philly's about. And I know you don't dictate your defense just around kind of the past, but I think that's going to be a big weakness going forward, and I don't know.
Oh, Jim. Oh, okay, good, man. You zonked out for like 2 seconds.
I know he was looking to be a head coach, and then I kind of went out dissipated with some of the way the defense played last year. I don't know if that. But I just want to get your opinion on Jim Schwartz and what's the is he held in high regard right now, or is, because I think we have good athletes, but I think another coach.
Yeah, he has been, Jim. Thanks for the call, man. Have a nice weekend. He has been held in high regard for what he's been able to do. They tops in stopping the run in the NFL last year. The same deal so far through two games. They have to be better in stopping the pass. They have to. You can't give up 400 yards to Ryan Fitzpatrick, 4 scores, and big, big plays on the defensive side of the ball. That said, he has been caught on the carpet for not having a great game plan last week. So, yes, he is held in high regard, but not enough. But not enough. You know, you can get called out just like everybody else. At Nell Mac 4621 on the Devontae Parker situation. Love the show. Said I'm a big Fins fan in Philly. Devontae Parker stays hurt. That's why he doesn't have good stats. He can't stay on the field. So there you have it from Mr. Nell Mac at Nell Mac 4621. Thanks, bro. He can't stay on the field because he's not healthy. That'll keep you off the field, and that'll keep you. That'll get you moving quickly before you even want to be moved. Thanks to everybody from 6 o'clock on down. Tyler Zuli producing the Flyers. Benny Odita doing a great job producing the 6 o'clock hour and the rest of this show. Really appreciate everybody joining the show here tonight on the Fanatic. I will be back on Sunday, 10 o'clock, with Trey Thomas, Eitan Shander, live from Sugar House Casino for the pregame show at 10 before Eagles Colts. So you guys have a great weekend. I will talk to you on Sunday. Pregame, Birds, Colts, Trey, Eitan, me, Sugar House. Be there. Fanatic.
It's game day!